Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. $40 a month, all the local and long distance calls you can make anytime. And no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8, Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Program. For instant approval, call 422-2000. That's 422-2000 or paulblanco.com.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Left Channel.
And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News. I'm Lou Miliano. It's coming up right around the corner, the great debate on the surge, the president's plan for Iraq. And according to Defense Secretary Bob Gates, to embolden the enemy.
Any indication of flagging will in the United States gives encouragement to those folks. And I'm sure that that's not the intent behind the resolutions.
But says Gates, that's what it'll do. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller says President Bush today tried to reassure Republicans.
All too aware of congressional misgivings about his new strategy on Iraq, President Bush assured House Republicans that he believes his plan to send in more troops will achieve U.S. objectives.
Most people understand the consequences of failure. And if failure is not an option, then it's up to the president to come up with a plan that is more likely to succeed.
Addressing a gathering of House Republicans at a resort on the Chesapeake, Mr. Bush said he'll make sure the new U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, has everything he needs to succeed in his mission there. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Republicans may introduce an alternative proposal that is also critical of the president's plan, but in softer terms. The only U.S. military officer charged in the Abu Ghraib scandal will be court-martialed. Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Lee Jordan will be arraigned next week in Washington on 8 charges, including cruelty and maltreatment of prisoners. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has told allies that the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan does not mean U.S. policy has failed. She's appealing to NATO to send more troops, more money, and more support for the fragile Afghanistan government. A major turnaround for the thousands who thought they would be getting millions in the wake of Katrina. CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor says it comes in the way of a court ruling on a State Farm payout.
The judge is refusing to sign off on a deal between State Farm and Mississippi Attorney General Jim Hood. We're talking about $50 million worth of payments to policyholders whose claims were denied but who did not sue the company. State Farm's already agreed to pay about $80 million to more than 600 policyholders who did sue the company for refusing to cover Katrina damages.
The mild winter is most definitely over in the Northeast. Temperatures from Maine to Pennsylvania are in the single digits. New York police are authorized to remove homeless people from the streets so they won't freeze to death. The Commerce Department says new home sales plunged by the largest amount in 16 years after 5 boom years. There are signs that the drop may be bottoming out. New home sales for last month were up 4.8% and 7.4% in November. On the Money Watch, stocks slumped today on a tide of crummy economic news. The Dow's closed out down 15, though the NASDAQ was up a point and a quarter. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Mr. Johnson, this is Greg's cell phone calling.
My son, Greg?
Yeah, I'm with him all the time.
I know what's up.
Yeah? What's up?
Well, the other night, Greg was at this cat's crib, and he was smoking a blunt.
What? I put the fear into that kid?
No, I meant the other dude. Greg passed.
Still, if he was there, let me talk to Greg.
Hold up. G's taking a test right now. I'm turned off.
And then how can...
Try us back after school. That's prime time.
Talking. The anti-drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Now, you have a very unique accounting system for your boutique.
Yep. I designed my own spreadsheet.
Wow, looks complicated.
That's why I have a cheat sheet for my spreadsheet.
That is one big cheat sheet.
That's just the index.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Really?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
I'm switching.
Great.
Can you help me fold this back up?
I doubt it. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at Staples, Office Depot, or Sam's Club.
The state of West Virginia has a few things to boast about, or not. It's one of the most overweight states in the country, the third highest percentage of obese people. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula says the state of West Virginia is looking down the barrel now of a sizable Medicare payout to deal with the problem, or not.
It's a heck of a deal for some 75,000 overweight people in West Virginia. Free weight loss courses.
I think that this latest... commitment by the state to provide Weight Watchers to Medicaid recipients, I think, is a very, very positive step forward.
Bill Rieger-Nash teaches community medicine at West Virginia University. West Virginia alone spends $100 million a year treating obesity-related health problems. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
University of Southern California has found children growing up near freeways can be harmed for a lifetime. They say they have significantly higher lifelong...
Taking the left lane all the way home with Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel, and I am delighted that you are along for the ride today. Let me give you all the pertinent information so that we can get underway. We love it when you call. It's the best thing you can do. It makes the show richer. It makes the conversation more intriguing, and it doesn't cost you anything to participate. So if you are in the 916 area code, the number is 349-1320. And if you're not, it's 866-626-1320. All calls, all numbers for Enid Live are completely toll-free, so there may not be a free lunch, but there is a free phone call to Enid Live. And this is the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. This is the day when if it's a train every day, this is more of a train because we throw everything. You know, it's a lot of different stuff that we toss into the show. It's so, you know, it's like a train. You get on it, you get off of it, you jump on, and there are threads that go through the conversation, and sometimes we're in lots of territory on Friday usually, and I love the Friday show. It's a rich show. You can email me, Enid at kctc.com, and we stream live. So if you are out of town, if you're at your office, if you're somewhere else, this is the place to hear us. You don't have to miss us if you can't get to a radio or if the reception is not good downtown where the buildings are high and there's a lot of steel, for example. Sometimes that jams up the reception. So we are at 1320leftchannel.com. 1320leftchannel.com is how you can listen to us because we stream live and it's interactive and there's all kinds of great stuff on the website, and the website's going to change, and I'm not going to give you any more information than that, but there it is. Well, first of all, I want to start out by saying I was at Ladysmith Black Mambazo last night, and it was very good. It is a cappella, of course, and it is deeply satisfying to listen to them. Have you ever heard the Graceland album, the Paul Simon album? That's where we first, or at least I first heard about Ladysmith Black Mambazo. The leader was applauded for his starting it something like 47 years ago, which is just amazing. I had no idea that he had started it that long ago. It's so intriguing, and the rhythms are so deep and satisfying. There's just something about the depth of the music that sort of hits you at a level, and it's like a deep and disturbing lullaby, if that is a description. Anyway, if you have a chance to see them, they're worth seeing. They're very good, and it's a very simple presentation. Not a lot of fireworks, not a lot of glitz. In the beat today, here's our guy. Here he is, Deep Doo Doo Doolittle. And he is talking to the press, which, you know, he always made it a point not to do. And now he's talking about, you know, we've got to work together. He's talking about an end to partisanship, and he was one of the most partisan players around. He ran as a pugnacious partisan, attacking his election opponent for hobnobbing with Nancy Pelosi and other, quote, San Francisco liberals, and backing a, quote, cut-and-run strategy in Iraq. And now he doesn't know if we belong in Iraq. Now he doesn't know whether he ought to support the surge in Iraq. And now he hopes that Nancy Pelosi can generate harmony. Now Doolittle is singing a different tune. And I hope Charlie Brown, who joined us, this has been a week of a lot of stuff. This has been the State of the Union address and the Democratic response to it, which was quite good. And actually, guess who was trolling around the State of the Union, giving her card to anybody who wanted it? Can you imagine? Catherine Harris. This vampire has come back from the dead, and she's giving her card to everybody. And you thought she may have given up her House seat to run a losing and semi-ridiculous campaign for the Senate. But that doesn't mean that former Representative Catherine Harris actually has to leave the House. She, as a former representative, she keeps floor rights, and she used them to the hilt on Tuesday night before Bush's State of the Union address. One photographer caught her mingling on the Republican side and even handing out business cards. GOP Insider says she still has a place in Washington and is penning a book. Yes, but I wonder if it will be multisyllabic. Recall that she lost her bid to unseat Democratic Senator Bill Nelson in what was widely perceived as a bumbling would be a compliment here campaign, but don't count her out. We've met her a few times, and she always seems on her game and mulling her future ventures. Remember, she's going to use her inheritance to run that campaign. I hope she didn't. So here's Doolittle. I mean, here they come back from the dead. Doolittle, who has now had reconstructive political surgery. He is such an unattractive man. There's something very unattractive about him. There's something dishonest about looking at him, I think. Something kind of girly about him. He says now he wants the Democrats and the Republicans to work together. This is one of the most partisan guys who was around. He doesn't like the bickering anymore. Now he's not so sure if he believes in the war and the surge is a good idea. When he accused Charlie Brown, who didn't cut and run for military service, Charlie Brown, his opponent, who very nearly unseated Doolittle in this reddest of red districts. Charlie Brown is a retired lieutenant colonel who did his time in Vietnam and other places. Doolittle couldn't waddle away fast enough from a military service when he was asked to go. He was supposed to report for an induction physical in Oakland, and he hightailed it. He never showed up. So that's Doolittle. You know, whatever story that he can float, that's the story he wants to float. 349-1320-866-626-1320. You know, I collect obituaries, and I want to share with you a couple of them. And first of all, before I get into the obituary territory, almost in the obituary territory, I'm sorry to say, it's not sounding terrifically good for her. It's one of our favorites, and that's Molly Ivins. She is now hospitalized in her cancer fight. Maybe she'll be able to go home soon. They're hoping for Monday. We're not sure what's going to happen, said one of her spokespeople, but she is very sick. And I think this is her, maybe her third bout with cancer, but so it's not sounding great. And that's Molly Ivins. She's taken a break from writing her column, and she writes a wonderful column. There was a Polish reporter whose work was considered very good, and he has just died. He was at 74 years old, and I'm reading his obituary, and there was a line that jumps out of the obituary. He was considered a sort of a metaphysician as a journalist, which you don't usually hear those two words in the same sentence together. A journalist is sort of more the nuts and bolts of the writing trade, and to call a journalist, to refer to him as having sort of metaphysical qualities, you don't see that combination very often. But this man, I think it would pronounce his name Richard Kapuscinski, died at the age of 74. Because he grew up during communism, he made some observations about dictatorships, which I thought were interesting and could translate to where we are with this administration. He said, because dictatorship is always based on contempt for the governed and accompanied by a deep sense of insecurity, he once wrote, it spares no pain to demonstrate to itself and to others the popular approval it enjoys. So let me give you that sentence, because I think it's got special resonance for this administration. This highly regarded journalist who died at the age of 74. These are the things that you control for in an obituary listing. You never know what you're going to find. And this one appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And he makes this observation because he lived under the communist regime in Poland when it was at its height. And he said, because dictatorship is always based on contempt for the governed and accompanied by a deep sense of insecurity, it spares no pains to demonstrate to itself and others the popular approval it enjoys. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that this sentence applies to this administration, to the Bush administration, that their dictatorship sort of impulses, what they are trying to impose on us, the stripping away systematically of our civil liberties, because it is always based on contempt for the governed? Do you think that they hold us in contempt? I do. I think that they're snake oil salesmen. I think that they're laughing up their sleeves that they were able to put it over on us for 6 years. I don't even think twice about it. I think they have tremendous contempt for us because every snarky, dopey, ridiculous story that they put out, they got us to bite. Not you, not me, but most of the country bit. Until finally it stopped biting. And, of course, the insecurity comes when you know you're putting it over on people. So you want to let everybody know how popular you are. You must be right because everybody agrees with you. 349-1320. And here's another obit. Here's a guy I never heard of. Maybe you did. His name is Daniel Stern. He died at the age of 79. But his life reads like a kind of a novel in a way. His real life seems almost fictional. He played the cello with Charlie Parker and the Indianapolis Symphony. He was a vice president at Warner Brothers Studios and at CBS and the McCann Erickson ad agency. And for a time, he was in charge of cultural programming at the 92nd Street Y in New York, and they have wonderful cultural programs there. At the time of his death, he was the Cullen Distinguished Professor of English at the University of Houston. And the interesting thing is that the only education this guy ever had after high school was a workshop on fiction writing that he took at what was then called the New School for Social Research, and he was in his 20s at the time. And he only did it because the GI paid about $75 tuition and he could sell the books. And what he did is he wound up writing novels. Many of them actually quite well reviewed, but his real métier, his real specialty, the thing that he really shone in was the short story. Not a lot of money in short stories, and probably not a lot of money in novels either. But what a life he led. He didn't have much in the way of education beyond high school. I mean, really, high school and one fiction writing workshop. But he's written 9 novels, and in part because the GI Bill paid the $75 tuition, and then he could sell his school books afterward, and so he'd be probably ahead of the game. But he played the cello with Charlie Parker. He was a vice president at Warner Brothers Studios, at CBS, at the McCann Erickson ad agency, in charge of cultural programming at the 92nd Street Y, and at the time of his death was a distinguished professor of English at the University of Houston. He wrote 9 novels. He wrote a number of short stories. What a life. Isn't that an amazing amount of accomplishment? We look at our lives, we're so busy, and how much have we accomplished? You know, here's a guy who made the most of it while he was here, and then he checked out at 79. What are your thoughts about that? 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320, Denise and Zach. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Denise.
Hi, Enid. I just want to say I'm so devastated to hear about Molly Ivins. Her humor has been such a...
Well, I don't want to be a naysayer here. I mean, it's just that they're saying she's very sick, and it is, I think, her third bout of cancer, so it's not sounding really perky.
I'm so sorry to hear that. But what I'm calling about is your first comment about Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Yes.
And a few years ago, I saw the most amazing documentary about them, and it's called On Tiptoe, Gentle Steps to Freedom. And it was actually nominated for an Academy Award, and it just shows their story and the context of music in South Africa during the apartheid period that they came up through, and the really moving story of their leader, Joseph Shabalala.
Why? What was the story about him? Because he started it about 46, I think, 47 years ago, they said.
Just the struggle, personal struggle and family tragedies that he overcame, including the death of his brother who was in the group, and due to political oppression and just the, you know, the apartheid situation that they were found themselves in. And it shows more about the music, that style of music. There's a whole culture that is about that music in South Africa.
Well, I am delighted that you told us about the was it Oscar Academy Award nominated, or did did it win?
No, it didn't, but it was one of the best documentaries I've ever seen.
I'm going to look for it because
it's called On Tiptoe.
On Tiptoe. Thank you. Denise, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. You are listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, and you can participate 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Time now to check traffic on AM 1320 KCTC with Dan Mitchinson.
Well, thank you, Enid. It is 320, and good afternoon. We have a couple of minor traffic slowdowns. We'll start with a collision. This is non-injury, 44th Street at Fruit Ridge Road in South Sacramento. Already cleared up a minor, looks like a fender bender, southbound 5 just north of Sutterville Road, and eastbound 50 just east of the Sunrise Boulevard. We have a traffic hazard that is in the clearing stages right now. Your updated weekend forecast, scattered clouds overnight with a low near 33. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, mid to upper 50s, and maybe just a little bit warmer on Sunday. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live, and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Doing full frontal talk radio, AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
I can't wait to hear the rest of the show.
Come in to Elliott's Natural Foods today for the health of your family. In Citrus Heights at Greenback and Fair Oaks in Greenback Square. And in Folsom on East Bidwell, Elliott's Natural Foods for the health of your family.
Honey! Honey!
What? Oh, what's wrong? Where have you been? And why is your face red?
I was at Cache Creek, and now I've got this fever.
Oh, come here. You're burning up.
Cache Fever Jackpot's on. They're hitting all the time. Can you turn the air on?
Oh, my goodness. Your pockets are swollen.
Those jackpots. They start at $20,000 and hit by $30,000, and I had my Cash Club card in, and bam!
Bam?
Boom! They do that all week long, every single week. All these Cash Club members winning. We have to go back.
You need to rest.
I can't rest. I've got cash fever, and there's only one cure.
A cool washcloth on your forehead?
No! Cash fever jackpots and water. I'm really dehydrated.
Of course you are.
Cash Fever Jackpots, only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Just take I-80 to 505 North, then west on Highway 16. Check the growing Cash Fever Jackpots online at cachecreek.com.
Get the fever!
Crocker Ranch by JMC Homes. Why live anywhere else?
The Galleria.
Fine dining.
Good schools.
New homes from the 300,000s to over 1 million.
The quality and convenience of life you've dreamed about.
Log on to jmchomes.com. That's jmchomes.com. Or take the short drive to Crocker Ranch in West Roseville, Highway 65 to Blue Oaks Boulevard.
Why live anywhere else?
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company.
Hi, I'm Linda Clayton for Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. You want the best? You go to Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers and you'll be treated the best. You'll have the best of the best. And that is why they've been voted for so many years the best place to buy jewelry in Sacramento. Gazetta & Company specializes in designer jewelry. They have the fine, ideal cut diamonds that you're looking for. So why waste your time going anywhere else? You'll always get that warm, friendly service, and you'll talk face-to-face with the authorities in bridal design. No one sells more designer jewelry and fine quality diamonds than the experts at Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. So don't miss out on the best of the best at Gazetta & Company, 805 Howe Avenue Plaza, and in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center in Roseville. Tell them Linda Clayton sent you.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company.
Thinking of
remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call Kitchen Mart, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
Kitchen Mart can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. Kitchen Mart is a one-stop shop providing services in craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50, or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let Kitchen Mart help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland showroom opening soon.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Come for the jazz. Stay for the cuisine.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Presenting the freshest and most tempting and succulent sushi, Thai, and Chinese delights.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Live jazz every Saturday night from 7 to 10. This week featuring acclaimed jazz artist Henry Robinette.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
8473 Elk Grove Boulevard in the Walmart Shopping Center. Open 7 days a week. Check out NaraFusion.com for more information.
You're listening to AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, where you get a liberal dose of the truth applied daily, because it's your right to listen to the left. Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And we are speeding into the arms of the weekend, all of us. And the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live is where we throw everything into the pot. And I invite you to participate in that perky experience. You can call. It doesn't cost anything to do it. 349-1320. 866-620-61320. One of the things that we talked about a lot this week was Hillary and her prospects, and John Edwards, and who what's the best ticket, and what do we think, who's got a chance? Is it Barack? Who's got better numbers? Hillary's got better numbers, but she's got higher negatives, and so therefore Barack winds up being ahead of her in terms of the ratio between negative, positive, and negative, all of that. So let me add this to the conversation. First of all, this was the week that John Kerry bowed out of the presidential race, because we all knew, you and I both knew, that he didn't have a chance. He stated that, "I decided to run for president before I decided against it." Well, no, he didn't state that, but he should have stated it. And John Edwards has just bought, I don't know if this means anything, and here's what I'm thinking about John Edwards, and tell me what you think about him. I'm thinking he might not have the heft. You got to have some heft. I don't know what I mean by that. You know, certainly he's been a very, very successful attorney. I think it's been medical malpractice, and on behalf of little folks, he's won a lot of money, and he's made a lot of money, apparently, because look at this. He has just bought a home in near Raleigh. It is the county's largest home. He and his family recently moved into what county tax officials say is the most valuable home in Orange County. Now, it's a Raleigh dateline, so I guess that's where Raleigh must be. Those of you who know North Carolina better than I, you can tell me. The house, which includes a recreational building attached to the main living quarters, also is probably the largest in the county. The tax value will exceed $6 million when the facility is completed. The rambling structure sits in the middle of a 102-acre estate. So he's obviously got lots and lots of money. He's a very decent guy. You don't look at him and think that he's as loaded as he is with dough. But there's some kind of intellectual heft. Not that he's dumb. He's not dumb. He's bright, and he's very successful. But there's some kind of, what do you want to call it, gravitas? Heft, something that he doesn't have it. I don't know if I'm right about that or if I'm wrong, and I'm trying to imagine what kind of a president he would really be. He might be a very good president, but there's some kind of a heft I think you need when you're running. All right, now I'm telling you that now, who is pondering a run for the presidency, and I wonder what you think about this, because this kind of complicates the issue. One of the guys that we thought did a great job this week was Chuck Hagel, a Republican. He really put it to the administration in a way that only a Republican can. In the same way that Richard Nixon, as only a Republican could go into and open up China. A Democrat probably could not have done it. You had to have certain credentials. You had to have a certain something in order to do it. And a Republican could do something in that way that a Democrat could not. And I'm wondering if that's true of Chuck Hagel, because he really let the president have it. And he let the president have it from a point of view that was that was from somebody who had fought in Vietnam, which, of course, Dickie has not. He was a chicken hawk. Even a lefty like Bob Scheer, who is a columnist, said if Hagel were running, he'd vote for him. Well, Hagel's considering it. Hagel gave the president hell on the surge, and he gave his colleagues, too, hell. He said, you better, you know, it's time to get out of the shadows now and tell people where you stand on this and explain it. And you better have a really good rationale for sending 21,500 people in. It better, you know, this is from the point of view of someone who's been there and who might have been sent in on the same bogus reasons as this president is sending 21,500 people to a very risky situation. Well, here he is. His Republican colleagues regarded him warily. The White House barely speaks to him. He is reviled by his party's conservative base. Looks as though Senator Chuck Hagel is on a roll. Both parties have their Iraq war contrarians. But it is Chuck Hagel here. The Republican version is Hagel, a career maverick from Nebraska, and the only GOP senator to call for an end to the war. But with John McCain appearing increasingly isolated on the issue as public opinion has turned overwhelmingly against the war, and remember, McCain thinks you need a boost in troops, Hagel is acting like a politician who believes his stock is climbing. In other words, he is considering a White House run. He said in a wide-ranging interview this week that he's discussing his options with his family and he'll make the decision in the next 6 weeks. He's a very attractive candidate. My only fear is that even though he's an attractive candidate and he's saying all the right things on the war, he brings these horrible Republicans back into the fold, and you know, then we have more Republicans that we have to deal with. But I wonder what your thoughts about that. Hagel, does Hagel make an attractive candidate? 349-1320-866-626. 1320, Randy in Davis. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Enid. You know, Enid, I had the same reaction of, hey, here's a Republican that's strong and he's speaking out. And then I heard on the radio, and I hope some of the listeners will verify whether this is true or not, that Hagel has a zero rating from Planned Parenthood. And he has a zero rating from the environmental groups.
Well, I don't know. I really don't know, because I've really only started to look at Hagel, so I don't know if that's true, but
we'll
I'm
follow
sure.
Follow that out, because I don't either, but if that is true, we have to be careful, because McCain looked so good to some moderates a few years ago, because they didn't realize his other stands. And we have to see the whole person. So thanks for letting me offer my thought.
Okay, thanks very much, Randy. Appreciate it. Is Randy right? Does McCain have a zero rating from Planned Parenthood and a zero rating on the environment? 349-1320-866-626-1320. Rudy. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rudy.
Oh, hi. Chuck Hagel's been running for president for almost 3 years now.
Well, now he's really running for president.
Yeah. No, he's been out there doing a lot of stuff. I've been watching him, and in fact, I was telling some friends of mine who are politically astute about watch for Hagel about almost a year and a half ago, and he looked at me like I was crazy. But yeah, no, he's the only thing about him though is he got to be a senator because he owned one of those boating companies.
That's right.
Yeah.
He did. I forgot about that.
After he sold it, he won like the narrowest victory of all time in Nebraska. It was a huge upset.
Have they returned him to office since then?
Well, no. I mean,
This is in his most recent election, are you saying?
No. I don't think it's when he first got elected.
Well, I know about the voting machine company, and I remember now about the controversy. But I want to know how many elections ago that was with him.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know because
if they keep returning him, then they're happy with him.
Yeah, I think so.
And the New York Times, as I recall now, I don't know, a couple months ago, did a big cover piece on him in which he looked pretty interesting. But I want to know where he stands on some of these other issues. And, you know, if he does have a zero rating on the environment and a zero rating on Planned Parenthood, he's got his work cut out for him.
There's some issues. Also, he's got a background in banking, too, so that could be a good thing, too.
Well, on the issue, though, of Iraq, he has struck exactly the right note. He has been angry. It played well. It looked like it was genuine, so maybe he was able to fake sincerity. I don't know.
Well, I think part of it, if you look at the perspective, he's a Vietnam veteran, and if you look at all the other neocons, they're all chicken hawks, you know?
That's right.
So
he's a Republican.
I've always said that if any of those, you know, if there had been anybody in there, I mean, Colin Powell was the one guy with a, you know, military and history of war, and understands, you know, the implications of war, you know, things might have been differently. But so,
yeah, but for somebody, who did, he sold himself out very, very, very cheaply. Colin Powell, for somebody who understood war and understood what the implications were, sold himself out very cheaply on behalf of this, on behalf of this monstrous administration. Rudy,
yeah,
I thank you.
Unfortunately, what happened to Colin Powell? It's too bad that he messed up like that. But
we're going to leave it there, Rudy. I thank you for the call. 349-1320 Marjorie and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Marjorie.
If it's true that that Bush doesn't like Hagel, it's a very, very interesting, because as I understand it, Hagel used to work for Daddy Bush, and it was really tight with him, and I think that there was a CIA connection. But the first thing that I always think about with Hagel is he's the guy who invented the vote counting machine, and he became the first Republican senator in Nebraska in a long, 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 long time.
What a surprise, Marjorie.
Yes. And this banking background, there's something about that, too, that isn't quite what it seems to be. But the guy, you got to admire what he's saying now.
All right. Well, maybe his job. Okay, then let's look at it this way. Then maybe let's look at the whole, instead of looking a larger picture, just because you did one thing well, we're not going to graduate you to the top of the Peter Principle. Just because you did one thing well, maybe that's the thing you continue to do well. You act as a gadfly to this administration because you're a Republican and because you have Vietnam credentials, and it doesn't mean that you should be president.
You know, also, may I say something about John Edwards?
Yes.
John Edwards at least has fight. He wanted to fight with this Ohio thing, but Kerry was the boss, and Kerry said no. But John Edwards wanted to fight, and he is a populist. They give him that.
Yeah. Yeah, but does he have the heft? You've got to have some heft.
I don't know.
The gravitas. I mean, I don't even mean the actual stuff. I mean the appearance of it.
I don't know.
Maybe because he's too cute. Maybe because he's thin. There's something about him that seems to lack the heft, and he doesn't look his age. He looks a lot younger than he is.
He looks like his wife's mother.
Well,
I like her, too. I don't mean that to be mean.
I know. Well, she's had to suffer that throughout. I thank you very much for the call, Marjorie. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic with Dan Mitchinson.
And so far, we have a fabulous Friday for our ride home. A quiet start, actually, to the afternoon. No complaints there. We have a disabled car northbound 99 just south of eastbound 50. And keep an eye out for some possible slowing in Grass Valley, the Sacramento Street on-ramp to southbound 49. At 3:36, we'll check your updated forecast. We'll see a couple of clouds moving in over the next few days. Highs will stay in the mid to lower 50s through Sunday. Lows tonight in Sacramento, Folsom, and Lincoln in the low to mid 30s. Right now, we are at 58 in downtown Sacramento. I'm Dan Mitchinson. More Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
She's not right, but she's never wrong. Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
In the world of small business, you hear all kinds of offers for products and services, but have little time to listen. So you learn how to size things up quickly, like this. For less than $95 a month, get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging. A service that consolidates messages from your email, fax, office phone, and wireless phone into a single mailbox. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential services, backed by the most complete and secure network of the new AT&T. Call your AT&T small business expert at 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Requires 1-year term. Taxes and other charges extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll free.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320 KCTC. Ladysmith Black Mambazo is at the Crest Theater for one night only on January 25th. The Esquire IMAX Theater opens Hurricanes on the Bayou Friday, January 26th. This movie offers an emotional, music-driven, giant-screen ode to the vital swamps and undying spirit of New Orleans. The Northern California Home and Landscaping Expo is happening Friday through Sunday at Cal Expo. and the Camellia Symphony Orchestra presents the concert Urban Landscape at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium on Saturday evening. This concert will feature the great blues harmonic virtuoso Corky Siegel. Also, mark your calendars for the Greater Sacramento Urban League's Diversity Job Fair coming up Thursday, February 8th, also at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places for AM 1320 KCTC.
It's all about you at Calusa Casino Resort.
Chef Kent, tell us about this magnificent buffet.
We have rosemary chicken, tortellini salad, herb ciabatta bread.
This is my favorite.
Our action stations are great. Rotisserie station, carving station, pastas to order, Russian food.
Not to mention the crab, the shrimp.
Show us your muscles.
Muscles?
Oh, no, those
right here.
Yes.
It's all about you. Calusa Casino Resort.
Oh, Marsha, this looks fabulous. These portions are huge.
And for very little cost.
Everything is chef prepared with fresh ingredients, locally grown.
And this is just one of the many fine restaurants here.
Yes, we also have our 200-seat buffet.
So I can bring 199 of my friends.
Absolutely.
If you had 199 friends, you could.
It's all about you at Calusa Casino Resort. It's all about you.
We're here with Blabber Becky to discuss SureWest's new wireless offer. So with a name like Blabber Becky, you must talk a lot, huh?
I talk and talk and talk and won't shut up. I mean, I can blab and blab for hours on end. That's why I just got SureWest Unlimited Calling. And now SureWest is offering free unlimited texting forever. So when I get tired of talking, I use my thumbs to text and text and text. And I send a bazillion text messages, so now my parents won't freak when they get the bill.
Plus, in addition to free unlimited texting forever, you also get a free Kyocera strobe phone with a cool keypad that makes texting super easy just for signing up with SureWest. So what do you say, Blabber Thumbs?
I give it two thumbs up.
Get it now. This offer won't last forever. Stop by a showroom or call 866-SureWest for full details. Log on to SureWest.com for an exclusive online offer. So for wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest. Restrictions apply. New activation required. Texting offer applies to original customer only and uninterrupted service. Excludes taxes, fees, and rebates.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Yeah, where are the good men gone? I want to know. Girls everywhere want to know. Well, we'll be talking about some of that and as we continue. It is a fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live where we toss everything into the pot, and you can too. It costs you nothing to weigh in. Everybody will hear you, more people than you probably meet in the whole rest of your life. You could affect the dialogue. You might make us laugh. You might give us pause. You might give us some insight. You might leave us scratching our heads. All of those things are possible and more. And you can do it by calling 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. Doesn't cost you anything to call. It's toll-free. And one of the things we're talking about is Chuck Hagel. He is now mulling, more seriously, a presidential run. He's sort of been running for the last little while, but now ramping up his statements about the stupidity of the surge in Iraq and waggling his fingers at his colleagues that they better be damn sure and they better not cower behind a lot of fuzzy language and really stand up and be counted here. There are other issues about Chuck Hagel. Would he make a good president? Rob Scheer, who is a real confirmed lefty, thinks maybe. But I don't know. You know, apparently he's not done so well on Planned Parenthood. He's got like a zero rating, somebody said, or not so well on the environment. What do you know, and what are your thoughts? Lucy in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Lucy.
I've heard a list of things that he's against, Chuck Hagel, and he's against a lot of things that we all want to have happen, and abortion was the number one on the list, and Planned Parenthood, and he's against a lot of things that we Democrats do not want to have happen.
All right, so then how attractive does he become as a candidate? You know, McCain, I don't think, is very attractive. McCain has lost his luster, and his numbers seem to be plummeting, at least at this point. Giuliani has not got a prayer, I don't think. Yeah. So you have two very lackluster candidates. I don't think Mitt Romney can make it for the Republicans. He was giving money even just a few years ago to the Democrats, and he was for abortion before he was against it. And so now you've got Hagel, who could be a very attractive candidate for middle America, for the Republicans, for the red meat Republicans. Maybe the religious right can go for him. I don't know.
Well, they probably would, but I don't want to get him. I don't want him to have it. So because of the things he's against Planned Parenthood. I love Planned Parenthood. And he's against abortion. I love having abortion in the air.
As a possibility.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Lucy, I thank you very much. Thanks for setting us straight. 349-1320-866-620-613-20. So Hagel, after he made himself look really good, and to Democrats, well, you know, for the moment, he looks great, but not as a president, if this is all true about him. One of the things that has come up is Jimmy Carter's book on very harsh on Israel and very... very supportive of Palestine. He has now apologized for what he called a stupid passage in his book that critics say is a de facto endorsement of Palestinian violence against Israelis. The former president has spent most of the past 2 months defending his new book, Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid, after 15 board members at his Atlanta-based Carter Center resigned in protest of the book's content. He says Jimmy Carter now says, I apologize to you personally and to everyone here. When he was asked about the passage by a student during his appearance recently at Brandeis University this week, after explaining that the passage was, quote, worded in a completely improper and stupid way, Carter said he has asked his publisher, Simon & Schuster, to change the wording in future editions of the book. That isn't the only thing he's come under criticism for. Also, Dennis Ross, who was an envoy to the Middle East, commissioned on his own dime a number of Middle Eastern maps, and Carter appropriated them without permission, apparently. Dennis Ross wrote that in an op-ed piece in the New York Times. And Carter also improperly came to improper conclusions based on those maps. So there are a lot of people very upset with Jimmy Carter. He's now beginning to apologize for some of the content. He said a stupid passage in his book, he said, that was poorly worded, and he is recanting some of it. What are your thoughts about Jimmy Carter? I think he took a big hit for that book, and I think maybe deservedly so. I think the issue in the Middle East is so complicated. And who has as much goodwill on the subject as he did, because he oversaw the Camp David Accords and so on. He played a role, so presumably he knows what he's talking about. But now all these bigwigs say he doesn't. And so this is really very odd that he would sort of sully himself, because here's a president who didn't have the greatest reputation while he was president. He was sort of seen as weak, and he was a one-term president. He was defeated. But what he did later on was to present the model for what you could be as an ex-president. He worked hard for Habitat for Humanity, and although I have to tell you, he did, in the land that time forgot, they built some of these Habitat for Humanity houses, and Jimmy Carter was in town to do that, and I sort of followed along when everybody else was trailing behind him once the houses were built and the press was on board, and his Secret Service people came up to me, and they were really nasty to me. So ever since then, I thought, oh, he was such a nice old guy, and now I'm thinking, well, maybe he wasn't. And then this book, I thought, oh, what's this? And because the Middle East is so complicated, and the whole issue between Israel and the Palestinian state so complicated, that I thought, well, you know what, maybe he has been an insider for so long and he knows something about it. But now he is recanting portions of his book, and lots of people have criticized him, and lots of people have resigned, and he is, I guess, owning up to some of the passages in the book that could have been written in a better way. 349-1320, written in a misleading way. And also, he misappropriated other people's work, and apparently he misquoted people, so there are a lot of errors. Jimmy Carter, I once interviewed Jimmy Carter. He had written a book of poetry. Let me tell you the story. He had written a book of poetry, which for a politician was pretty candid. Remember, Jimmy Carter got beat up because Playboy interviewed him, and he did the interview where he said he had lust in his heart. Remember that? So now here's a book of poetry where he is confessing to this, that, and the other, and I interviewed him at the end of the interview. I said, which I may have told you, I said, Mr. Carter, sir, I said, I'm not going to ask you whether you wear boxers or briefs, because if we wait long enough, All Will Be Revealed in a Poem. And he laughed, and it was very charming, and that was the end of that. So Jimmy Carter, ooh, he's getting fried. This is the week that Dick Cheney sat down and tried to smack down Wolf Blitzer, but really got smacked down himself in some sense. One of the questions that Wolf Blitzer asked Dick Cheney was about Cheney's gay daughter, Mary, who is now pregnant. And remember now, this is Dick Cheney and that whole crowd. That the whole administration is pro-family values, using the gay community as piñatas. And so Vice President Dick Cheney with Wolf Blitzer, when Wolf asked him about his daughter and his daughter being with child, remember, Cheney got all bent out of shape, got very terse and tried to smack down. He said, "You're out of line," he said to Wolf Blitzer. He said, "You're out of line." Well, John Stewart has been monitoring Dick Cheney. And John Stewart said... he hammered Cheney for calling Blitzer's question about Mary Cheney's pregnancy out of line. So John Stewart says, "How dare you apply my party's cruel and inhumane policies to my family?" He said, John Stewart said, as though he were Dick Cheney. "I get the sense," said John Stewart, "that if there were a bull in the china shop, Cheney would blame the china." 349-1320, 866-626-1320. An ex-Cheney aide, whose name is Kathy Martin, and it turns out that she is the wife of the FCC chairman, Keith Martin. She now works in the Bush White House. She pretty much threw Scooter Libby under the bus, and she contradicted Scooter Libby's version of events. There is a trial going on right now, and Dick Cheney is expected to testify. Scooter Libby was Dick Cheney's chief of staff. Dick Cheney, apparently, it looks like, more and more witnesses coming up to contradict Scooter Libby's version of events. Scooter Libby said that he learned about Valerie Plame's identity as a CIA agent from Tim Russert or other reporters, and it turns out he's the one who leaked it to a lot of reporters, and he leaked it from Dick Cheney, is what it's looking like. So Cheney's not in a great position here. And I am amazed that this story is getting more traction. Ari Fleischer has immunity in this particular case. Patrick Fitzgerald, who is the CIA leak special prosecutor, gave former White House spokesman Ari Fleischer immunity in the case investigating the outing of CIA officer Valerie Plame. And remember, the crime here is not that they outed her, even though I believe that is a felony. The crime is that they lied about it. Or the allegation is that Scooter Libby lied about outing Valerie Plame. So that trial is something that we need to pay interesting attention to. And what also is interesting is what Kathy Martin has explained in her testimony about how the White House manipulates the press. And what they do, and we've all seen it happen, they do a document dump, and they'll do it on Friday night. Because why? Because everybody's heading out for the weekend, because it's a fabulous Friday, because nobody's paying much attention to the news on a Saturday. So that's when, if they have bad news, that's when they dump it. And when they want to leak something, they don't tell all reporters, they just tell two or three, because if you think you're getting an exclusive, you have a better, they think that they can manipulate you into writing the story they want you to write. If the reporter thinks that he or she is getting a leak of some juicy stuff, you know, reporters want to scoop each other. If they think everybody's got it, they're not so quick to write the story. But if they think they are among the anointed, so can you see how they would treat the Cheney office very nicely because they got a scoop? That was misleading. You know, it's CIA tactics, everything by misdirection with this group. Remember, what did that obituary tell us? A dictatorship holds the people in contempt. And this is a group that this administration holds all of us in contempt. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein, and you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson.
And we'll do that right now. Thank you, Enid. It is 352. Paramedics responding to a collision. Sunrise Boulevard at California Avenue. Looks like volume picking up. Everybody heading out of work a little early this afternoon on 80 West, and an earlier traffic hazard that's being cleared up on Richards Boulevard. This is southbound 5, just south of Richards. Your updated forecast, we're going to see a few clouds overnight. It's going to be on the cool side. We're looking about 32 or 33 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, I don't think we'll see much in the way of rain, although we're getting a system moving in that'll bring some more clouds Saturday, Sunday, and possibly Monday. Look for high right around 58 degrees downtown. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live, and your calls coming up next on AM 1320. KCTC.
I'm just going to say right now what we're not saying.
She's not right.
And let the chips fall.
But she's never wrong.
Let the chips fall. Let the chips fall.
ball where they may.
Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Want the naked truth? You'll get it on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel, because it's your right to listen to the left.
John, everything checks out. Maybe it's just stress.
Doc, I'm a business owner with employees who depend on me for their pay and health care. Stress is my middle name.
Maybe help is on the way. Have you heard about the coalition supporting health coverage for every child?
Yeah, but how does insuring all those kids help me?
The way I see it, insuring all kids helps us all. There are almost 800,000 kids in California without health insurance. Kids who can't see a regular doctor and whose parents often have to miss work to care for them. And when they get sick, they're forced to go to emergency rooms, which are already crowded and more expensive.
Wow, who pays for that?
We all do. The average family pays $1,000 more in higher premiums every year to cover the cost of the uninsured. It's a hidden tax that everybody with insurance pays for, and it's bad for all of us.
I'm convinced. What can I do?
Write or call your local state legislator and tell them you believe we should cover all kids. It's the right thing and the smart thing to do.
To find out more, log on to 100%campaign.org. Cover all kids, because the price of doing nothing is too high. Paid for by the 100% campaign. You'll find it all.
People coming to the Elk Grove Auto Mall? Let's hear it from our customers.
I found exactly what I was looking for. The selection here is incredible.
I've been shopping all over, and here I got what I wanted. It was great. Couldn't have been easier.
It was closer. Seriously, it was a short drive, and I got a great deal on the car I wanted.
That's right. More and more people are coming to the Elk Grove Auto Mall. They're coming for the savings and the selection with all of the area's top dealers and all the great brands. But they're coming for one more reason, and that's the way we do business, treating you the way you want to be treated when buying a new or used vehicle. It's the way we started doing business on day one, and it's the way we're still doing business today. Take the short drive to the Elk Grove Auto Mall. You're going to like what you see, because whatever you're looking for, you'll find it all at the Elk Grove Auto Mall, Highway 99 at the Elk Grove Boulevard exit, or visit us online at elkgroveautomall.com.
Warm weather, sunny skies, and shorts. That's what I've got on my mind. I don't care if it is cold and rainy outside. I'm thinking shorts, because I haven't worn shorts or skirts in years, and now I can, and I look great. I used to be so embarrassed about my unattractive spider veins, always hiding my legs, but not anymore. I finally called Dr. Daniel Monahan at the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center. The truth is, I saw so many ads for vein treatment, and it was confusing, but I knew I wanted the best. It's my body, and I wanted one of the leading experts in the industry. Dr. Monahan's practice is solely dedicated to the treatment of veins, so they provide the best treatment possible. So if you've been hiding your legs due to embarrassing spider veins, don't put it off any longer. It's time to take care of yourself so you too can be excited about wearing shorts again. Call the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center at 791-VEIN. That's 791-8346, and make your appointment today. Summer shopping is right around the corner.
For a good time, call Enid at 349-1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
.356 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live as we leap into the arms of the weekend. Bush is denying that he's preparing an attack against Iran, but it's also being reported that they've had a six-year plan, this administration, to go after Iran. Nancy Pelosi and Jack Murtha are all in Baghdad this weekend, which, there are better places to spend the weekend. San Francisco would be better than Baghdad, I think. Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame has called the Bush administration, said that it has done far greater damage than Nixon. He said, in the case of George W. Bush, the American system has obviously failed, tragically, about which, Carl Bernstein with Woodward, remember they exposed Watergate for the Washington Post. He's been sort of living on, and then he cheated on Nora Ephron. Remember that when she was pregnant? What a guy. But in any event, he says that the Bush administration has done far greater damage than Nixon's, and nobody is willing to stand up to the Bush administration. There's a non-binding resolution. But what's that really going to do when all is said and done? I mean, how is that going to change anything? This is a guy who is going into Baghdad with 21,000, 22,000 more troops. He now is talking about a reconstruction program in Afghanistan. Where has he been? So maybe people will be going to Afghanistan. I don't know. And they're trying to gin up something in Iran. And remember, the Cheney daughter, Liz Cheney, is doing it's assistant deputy principal, assistant deputy junior for Near Eastern or Middle East.
KCTC, Sacramento's Left Channel. Streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
War troops?
The surge could be even larger than the 21,000 extra troops now slated for Iraq.
Go after Iranians in Iraq? Yes. Invade Iran? No. I'm Mark Noller at the White House.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. President Bush and his new commander for Iraq met at the White House this morning as the Senate was confirming General David Petraeus by unanimous vote. At a photo op with Petraeus and Defense Secretary Robert Gates, Mr. Bush made clear he will not be swayed from his new strategy.
I'm the decision maker. I had to come up with a way forward that precluded disaster.
CBS News correspondent David Martin reports the way forward might lead to the deployment of more troops than the 21,000 already committed.
Pentagon officials tell CBS News they are planning for the possibility Petraeus will ask for more. Gates clearly has given his commanders a green light.
What we have done, I hope, is create an environment in which the commanders feel open to requesting what they think they need.
That will mean more troops beyond the 24,000 already in Afghanistan, where the Taliban is making a surge of its own.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and anti-war Congressman John Murtha turned up in Baghdad today. After a meeting with Prime Minister Maliki, Pelosi said there was greater understanding on both sides. Maliki told them he wants Iraqi forces to take control of security as soon as possible. Now this.
Now on DVD.
Out of the 39,000 men and women who make up the United States Coast Guard, there are only 208 rescue swimmers.
No matter what happens out there, you stay together.
For these real heroes, the harder the sacrifice, the greater the reward.
Let's go!
Kevin Costner, Ashton Kutcher, The Guardian, including an alternate ending. Own it today on DVD and Blu-ray disc. Bonus material not rated. Rated PG-13 for intense sequences of action, peril, brief strong language, and some sensuality.
So where do you two keep the books for your contracting business?
It's all up in the old noggin.
Yep, all our sales figures are right in his head.
I see. Does that concern you?
Not at all.
Every waking moment.
You know, there's an easier way to manage your business. QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't. It even makes tax time a cinch.
We need that.
Are you sure? I got it all right here.
I'm sure.
QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at CompUSA, OfficeMax, or Circuit City.
New and disturbing details have emerged about last week's Trojan horse attack by Iraqi insurgents in Karbala. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr reports as many as a dozen men dressed in U.S. combat fatigues and driving black Chevy Suburbans drove right past a security checkpoint and into the Joint Command compound.
Once inside the compound, the militants attacked with grenades and automatic rifle fire, killing one American soldier and wounding three others. The attackers then drove away, taking four captured U.S. soldiers with them. Iraqi police gave chase, but the pursuit ended with the discovery of the abandoned vehicles and uniforms about 25 miles away. There, officials also found two of the soldiers handcuffed together and shot to death in the back of one of the SUVs. A third was dead on the ground, and the fourth, found alive, died en route to a hospital.
Initially, the Pentagon announced the deaths of the four soldiers without disclosing that they were a result of the Karbala attack. Tensions with Iran have escalated. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller has the latest on that.
U.S. troops have a green light from the commander-in-chief to go after Iranian operatives in Iraq who are provoking violence or working against American objectives.
It makes sense that if somebody is trying to harm our troops or stop us from achieving our goal or killing innocent citizens in Iraq, that we will stop them.
But at the end of a meeting with his new commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, Mr. Bush waved off speculation that he intends to invade Iran.
That's a presumption that simply is not accurate.
He remains committed, he said, to work out problems with Iran diplomatically. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
Iran says it's going ahead with plans to install 3,000 centrifuges to enrich uranium. That, says the State Department, would be a major miscalculation and would bring universal international opposition. British investigators believe they found the smoking gun, so to speak, in the radiation poisoning of a former Russian spy. CBS News reporter Amy Gutman in London.
British police have found a teapot which was used at the Millennium Hotel to serve tea to former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko on the day that they believe he was poisoned. That teapot has tested off the charts with polonium-210. That's the poison that they believed killed Litvinenko.
He died in late November after accusing Russian President Vladimir Putin of orchestrating his murder. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
And an afternoon caffeine break. It's Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. A liberal dose of the truth applied daily.
Five minutes after 4 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. And the Friday edition is really the one that is the most, probably the most freewheeling, although pretty much every day we never know what you know, it's we try to bring you the best stuff every single day. It is sort of like a train, jump on it. We always try to have a lot of information and jam pack the shows with it and with your phone calls, and to make for, we hope, the most vibrant conversation in town. And we do it 5 days a week for 4 hours every day, and the conversation is all the better when you participate. So let me give you the numbers: 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. All calls to Enid Live are completely and utterly toll-free. You can email me, enid@kctc.com, and we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com. So if you're in your office or if you're in a place where radio reception's not so wonderful, if you're out of town, you can always check in with us and not miss anything, because you miss a little, you miss a lot. We've been talking about lots and lots of things, the possibility of a Chuck Hagel candidacy. We have a Jimmy Carter apology for some of what's in his book, and he wants the publisher to excise some of it, and he's been in the soup for his new book. And I want to continue the conversation. We've been talking about what's going on politically with Dick Cheney. Thousands of paratroopers have already been sent out, deployed Marines and paratroopers from North Carolina bases to bulk up the surge. And you have Russ Feingold, who is going to introduce legislation to stop the funding for the war, and that's supposed to happen on Tuesday. Let's see how far he gets. Nancy Pelosi's already said she's not going to do it. She and Jack Murtha are in Baghdad this weekend. One thing that we haven't really talked about, and I thought this was an interesting story, is that Sacramento County is almost the state's worst, the second from the bottom, the second worst county in the state of California for eating fast food and too much fat. Sacramento County. The fast food is abundant all over the place in Sacramento County, more so than any other, except for San Bernardino County. And the adult obesity rate is very high in Sacramento County. And I want to talk about that because the LA Times has done has deconstructed Arnold Schwarzenegger's body, Schnorsi's body. Yes, it has. And the most startling thing is a picture of Schnorsi's body when he was in his heyday of having this gorgeous sculpted body, when he had the best body in the universe, and his body when they caught him in a bathing suit about 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, you just can't believe it's the same person. Where muscles existed, flab has now taken up residence. The big muscles that he had in his forearms, forget about that. You know, I'm surprised that somebody who's supposed to be in the gym in Sacramento a couple of days a week when he's in town, is so flabby. Now, this was possibly at about the time he became governor or slightly, before he became governor. This picture where they caught him in a bathing suit. Oh, and here's the other revealing detail. His chest hair. It's not orange. It's kind of on the white and gray side, if you know what I mean. So it doesn't match the hair on his head, which doesn't match the real hair that's coming in, because I stood 1 inch away from him and I saw that, you know, the hair that comes in at the base of your neck? It wasn't orange. It was actually on the gray-white side. And his makeup, you know, as we know, is orange to match his hair. Two colors not necessarily found in nature. And he also makes up the back of his hand so that his hand's not white and his face is orange. That would look kind of weird. So as it is, everything is orange right now. But his body is just an orgasm of flabberama. It is just a flabberama, this body of his. And the picture next to it when he was Mr. Universe or something, when he had this incredibly sculpted body, my God. You would think that there would be some remnants of it left. Looks to me like he's lost weight since he broke his femur. LA Times reporting the following. Ordinarily, a politician's body would not be noteworthy. Well, you know, usually politicians, their bodies are just mic stands for their heads, which are usually nothing to write home about either. You know what they say about politicians, that they're too ugly to go into the movies? Or something? Isn't that what they say? Anyhow, the headline, time is chasing Arnold Schwarzenegger and catching up. Ordinarily, a politician's body would not be noteworthy, but California is witnessing a singular moment, the deconstruction of one of the greatest bodies of all time. Now a political body, I guess, huh? At 15, Schwarzenegger began pounding, pressing, and transforming himself into a symbol of physical perfection. Now, a few months from his 60th birthday, he has been photographed in a hospital bed, hobbling around on crutches, and publicly lamenting his anger at being in constant pain. Referring to himself last week as the bionic man, he finds himself now with an artificial hip, reconstructed heart valves, surgically repaired shoulder, and a badly broken femur, an injury common among the elderly. And, in perhaps an even bigger blow to his ego, photos from a vacation in Maui a few years ago showed him in a swimsuit with a sagging chest, robust stomach, and ashen chest hair. Chest hair so ashen because it was left out of being orange. Referring to during a Christmas holiday at his 10,000 square foot lodge in Idaho, well, you know, it could be the size of a small Walmart, Schwarzenegger slipped on skis and fractured a leg that already had an artificial hip. His doctor said that the governor's past steroid use had nothing to do with the slow-speed injury, but I'm not so sure about that. Schwarzenegger, I can't imagine that it helped his situation. Schwarzenegger himself blamed the hip and torque, a bad angle meeting momentum. Since then, he has walked on stage with crutches at his own inauguration, and he's been seen everywhere at crutches, and he has appeared tired, and he's cut back his schedule, foregoing a trip this week. He was supposed to have attended the annual economic forum at Davos, Switzerland. Unable to ride motorcycles in Malibu now, or continue a twice daily routine, workout routine, which if he is working out twice daily, you have got to see this picture of him. I can't imagine that he would look like that. The governor has seemed depressed by his injury. Capital aides are used to seeing him at a gym in Sacramento in a white T-shirt and Chinese slippers working his biceps. Wednesday in Sacramento, a hobbling and weary-looking Schwarzenegger encouraged a middle school assembly to remain physically active. About those photos from Maui, a lot of us looked at those and said, wow, what a relief, because if it can happen to him, it cuts the rest of us a little bit of slack. So he wrote the book, The Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding, apparently still the Bible of Gold's Gym, which he helped to make famous. And in Arnold, The Education of a Bodybuilder, he said that as a teenager, he's told his father, I want to be the best built man in the world. He said, I wanted to be a big guy. He said, I didn't want to be delicate. But he is an aging specimen, and a lot of boomers who spent a lot of their years doing drugs, illegal drugs, and doing booze and doing a lot of things they shouldn't do are turning into aging boomers doing the same thing, and they really shouldn't be because they're more delicate and they're more fragile than they once were. But you might want to comment on that, and I think it has something to do with the fact that Sacramento is among the state's worst in the food study. Vendors of fast food in Sacramento, a lot of fat in Sacramento. It doesn't help anybody try to stay in shape. And what they're finding, this is new research, finding that there's an area of the brain that they hadn't really thought about previously, that if it's affected, if people have a stroke, and that area is affected, if they were a smoker beforehand, they don't even want to smoke. They don't have to go through withdrawal. They don't have to go through all these 15-step programs. They don't have to buy nicotine gum. They don't have to get whatever the drugs are, the patches, the nicotine patches and stuff. They just don't want to smoke anymore. And so what people are looking at now, researchers are looking at, the possibility that that brain center can be used to help us not be interested in a lot of other things, like eating all this fast food, this fats, the obesity epidemic, eating too much, not watching our weight, and so on. 349-1320, 866 626 1320. Just thought it was interesting about the governor's body. It's nice to know that we all have company. Joe in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Joe.
Enid, so nice to talk to you there.
Thank you.
I just got as a gift for one of my daughters a book on quotations. I love to read about quotations. And President Carter's mother was asked about his tenure as president, and she said that between him and his brother, she wished she'd stayed a virgin.
Is that what she said? Did she really say that?
That was the quote.
The brother was always getting into the soup. Billy, he died a few years ago, didn't he? Remember Billy Beer?
I got your fax number. I'm going to fax the page over to you.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
And as far as the Valerie, what was her name?
Plame.
Yeah. They had a program on 60 Minutes where Woodward knew about it, and the guy who outed her was on there, and he had confessed to it. He was an aide of somebody.
Richard Armitage.
Yeah.
Working in the State Department. Woodward did not use it. Robert Novak used it. Let's see, I think there was somebody else who used it. There were some people who didn't use it. Judy Miller from the New York Times, who propagandized that there were weapons of mass destruction. She didn't use it, and she wound up going to jail and was there for a few months because she would not reveal her sources. So this whole case has forced a lot of reporters to reveal their sources, their confidential sources, or go to jail. And that is not a good thing for a democracy.
Well, you know, we backed Saddam over there, and we gave him weapons of mass destruction. We gave him the gas that he used on the Kurds and on the Iranians, so it was a pretty good bet that he had weapons of mass destruction since we gave it to him.
Yeah, but he didn't after a certain point.
Well, I know, but he tried to tell everybody he did just to keep everybody at bay, because I'm sure everybody in the Middle East wanted to get him. One way, even the, I'm sure Iran wants to get him out.
Yeah, but this whole thing revolves around what was very delicate to the administration in the early days of the war, and that is that they were selling snake oil, and they knew they were selling snake oil. And when Joe Wilson wrote that op-ed piece, and they embedded reporters, remember that? So that the reporters were really reporting propaganda that they picked up in the military. So here was an independent voice with some authority who said, I've been to Africa, and nobody in Iraq was trying to buy yellow cake or uranium in Africa, and they were afraid that their house of cards would come crumbling down. It did not, but they were afraid, and they were going to come back at Joe Wilson any way they could. And they were in instructed in advance that she was undercover and that to reveal her identity could be a felony, and they went ahead with it anyway.
I don't.
And not only that it would be a felony, but it would put her whole network at risk for their lives as well as her.
Excuse me for talking while you were trying to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I don't think Joe Wilson was independent at all. And he wasn't authorized to go over there either. He just went on his own, and he wasn't authorized.
Joe, he was authorized. He was sent by the CIA to go over there. No, so your information. Now, when you tell me, no, but he had been an ambassador to that country, and he had many good contacts. So they sent him over there. Now, you're telling me what? That he had no business over there, or he had no authority? What are you telling me?
I'm telling you, he had no authority over there.
But he did have authority. They sent.
For one reason.
He was sent by the CIA, Joe.
The only reason he went.
Joe, I'm going to tell you something. Let's get it straight. He was sent by the CIA.
Oh, no.
Yes, he was.
The only reason Wilson went over there was to because he was an anti-Bush and anti-war, and that's the only reason he went over there.
And you know this how? You've been listening to Fox News and Rush Limbaugh?
No, I've been listening to Michael Medved, a really good authority.
No, he's not a good authority on this one. He's absolutely wrong on it. I happen to know Michael, actually. Yes, he is wrong. You know what, Joe, instead of listening to Michael Medved or Fox News, go look it up. You could look it up, and you could find out for yourself. Instead of spouting stuff that is not as accurate as a guy like you ought to be. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. What are your thoughts about Joe? Joe said, hey, Ambassador Joe Wilson had no business over there. He has no authority, doesn't know what he was doing. He was just an anti-war guy, but he brought back the truth, and he was sent by the CIA, and there was a component of the vice president's office that sent him over, but Joe has been taking a page out of the Dick Cheney playbook, and if you confront Dick Cheney with the truth, what does he say? That's not true. And then what do you do with that? 349-1320. Somebody tell me, what do you do with that? 866-626-1320. I mean, at Goldstein, you are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson.
And at 420, we have a hit and run that's being reported. It doesn't appear to be any injuries right now. This is at Madison Avenue at eastbound 80 this afternoon. Injury collision blocking one lane at Tributary Point Drive in South Sacramento. Also, disabled vehicle. This is westbound 80, just west of Rockland Road. Your updated forecast for the weekend. We'll see a few scattered clouds overnight with a low near 33. Then tomorrow, pretty nice. Mix of clouds and sunshine, mid to upper 50s, maybe a little bit warmer on Sunday. I'm Dan Mitchinson. More Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
According to Enid, we'll set you free.
Really?
Call her now at
349-1320. Oh, hi. How are
you? Danelle Nicotri, have you heard about the new AT&T Unity plan? If you're feeling a little constrained by your calling plan, with the AT&T Unity plan, wireless, business, and home phones all work together. Singular has joined the new AT&T to create the largest free calling community on the planet. Introducing the AT&T Unity plan. Subscribe to AT&T Unity and call 100 million AT&T business, home, and Singular wireless customers for free. No more counting minutes, no more waiting for nights and weekends. Okay, now that's Danelle's world. For everybody who's not Danelle, if we can deliver all this to her world, we can deliver the same to you. The new AT&T is the most complete provider for the way you live, with TV, broadband, home phone, and wireless. Call 1-877-TRI-UNITY or stop by your nearest Singular Wireless store. Oh, and Danelle, say hello to your 100 million new friends for us. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Unlimited calling between qualifying AT&T home and business customers and Singular Wireless customers. Requires qualifying AT&T wireline services and a combined bill. Domestic direct dial calling only.
Ever wonder why so many smart people shop here at Smart & Final? Ma'am, excuse me. Can you tell me the circumference of the Earth?
Yes. Measured at the equator?
Sure.
24,901.55 miles.
Amazing! Sir, who is Walter Camp?
He's the guy that adapted rugby into the sport now known as football.
Incredible. Why do you think so many smart people shop at Smart & Final?
Oh, that's easy. It's the smaller, faster warehouse store. So say you're throwing a big game party like I am this weekend. They've got everything you need here. Appetizers, deli meats, desserts, not to mention a great selection of beverages. And to top it off, you get low warehouse prices.
So what would you tell the people out there who don't shop at Smart & Final?
Well, I got two words for those people. Get smart.
Now through February 7th, get
Smart Advantage savings on Crystal Geyser Water. 35 half-liter bottles, two cases for $9 plus CRV. And Stouffer's Party Size Lasagna serves 12, just $8.99. Get smart, smart and final. The smaller, faster warehouse store.
Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. You can join the conversation, 349-1320 or 866-620-61320 if you're just joining us. We just had a caller, a lovely guy with a funny quote, and but he said that, hey, Valerie Plame or Joe Wilson went over to, he didn't know anything. He's just an anti-war guy. Nobody sent him. In fact, the vice president office had a component in sending Joe Wilson to Niger, to Africa, to find out if Iraq was, in fact, trying to buy yellow cake, trying to buy uranium. And the reason that he was sent, and also there was a CIA component in sending him, is because he had been an ambassador, and he had lots of contacts. And what he said were this information that indicates that Iraq is trying to buy uranium in Africa, these are forgeries. And not only were they forgeries, but they were crude forgeries. So you got the right-wing blather machine going out saying Joe Wilson is a nobody who never should have been there, and he was just an anti-war guy. And when you say it to guys like Joe, and I say, look, here are the details, no, it's not true. It's the Cheney defense for him. It's not true. Wolf Blitzer says, you know, you're not succeeding in Iraq. Dick Cheney says, it's not true. What can you say? How can you counter this? Maybe you can't. Maybe if you were a Melvin Belli or, you know, some golden tongued attorney, maybe you could. But, you know, if you have some thoughts, we'd love to hear from you. Jess and Zach, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, I got a question about the poll numbers and why nobody in the progressive radio stations are bringing up any poll numbers whatsoever.
You said that you wanted to respond to our last caller, so why don't we do that? What were your thoughts about the last caller?
Well, you see, the same thing I said the other day. It's hard to believe anybody's fact now, or as you mean about calling it fact, so now I'm going to call it rubbish. Everybody.
What is your response to the last caller who said that Joe Wilson was not sent by the by either Cheney's office? He went on his own. He didn't go on his own. So let's keep it to what you said you wanted to talk about. Let's keep it to the item at hand.
Okay. He went on the contact of his wife.
No, he didn't. He went. The CIA sent him, and also Dick Cheney's office had a role in sending him.
She recommended that he be sent over to...
No, you haven't. No proof that she recommended him. He was sent by Dick Cheney's office, Jess. 349-1320, Mike in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Well, as far as refuting all of this, you know, you're never going to convince these people, but there's three things that seem that both sides agree on. The first thing is it's illegal to put out the name of a CIA agent.
To out a CIA agent, and she was undercover. And you know what? Her network took about a dozen years to develop, and those people's lives were all at risk.
So the second thing everyone agrees on both sides is she was a CIA agent. And the third thing that everybody agrees on is it came from the White House. So the uniter, the decider, the decision maker, and everything else seems to have absolutely no motivation to find out who outed a valuable resource of America, regardless of what her husband did. Who cares what her husband did? I don't care which side he was on. A CIA agent in the employ of our government was outed, and damage was done to our government, and the President of the United States is lighting everybody's butt on fire to find out who did it and to can them.
And don't you think it's interesting that his own father was the director of the CIA, headed up the CIA?
Well, I think it's interesting, but I think that, you know, when you talk about Cheney saying, well, it's not true, this is how you counter the argument. You state the three facts that everyone agrees on, and you state the fourth status that exists. Nobody is finding out who told.
Well, actually, it's coming out now in the Scooter Libby trial. Who told?
Both sides are arguing, and it's going to be the same thing. Well, that's not true. You know, just deal with it.
Are you following the Scooter Libby trial?
Yeah, the Mary, whatever her name is, or Kathy came out and said that it didn't happen the way Libby says it happened.
That's right. But what's happening in that trial is that it isn't the crime, it's the lying, it's the cover-up. It's why Martha Stewart got sent off to the pokey. It's what happened in Watergate, not for the crime of outing a CIA undercover agent, which you and I both agree is a pretty awful offense, but it was for lying about where that information came from.
Right. And you had asked, how do you counter this? And my point is that all Americans should be disgusted that something like this happened, and digging for the truth of who did it and hanging them high so that no one else will ever do it again, Republican, Democrat, political, whatever the reason was, this was major wrong, and it should be, you know, they should be severely punished. And Republicans and Democrats alike should be hunting for the dog that did it.
Well, you know what? Very well said, Mike. Thanks for doing it. 349-1320. We have a line open. 866-620-61320. Greg in Vacaville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Enid. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, two other points I thought were missed, and good conversation, is the spin that they're saying that Valerie Plame, which is a desk jockey, which is totally wrong, and I can't believe that's just been propagated.
Well, why are you surprised? This administration has specialized in propagating spin with very little reality behind it.
I just can't believe that so many people are repeating that and believing that. It's just unbelievable to me. The CIA has already verified that she was covert. It's just amazing to me that people like Joe just want to believe.
And not only was she covert, she was been trying to write a book, so, you know, she can't work at the CIA anymore. I mean, that's all done. She was trying to write a book, and they blocked it because there's too much information that they feel should not be out in a book, so she's kind of stymied.
Right, and also she was working on gathering information for Iran, so talk about shooting themselves in the foot.
That's right.
Out of anyone out, that's the worst possible.
She was working on nuclear information about Iran. So yeah. You are absolutely right about that, Greg. Thanks very much for weighing in. 349-1320, 866-620-61320. Stan in Auburn. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Stan.
Well, Enid, I just got to go back in my memory and look at it when the prosecutor, the special prosecutor, got on television when he announced what his charges were going to be. He very specifically said he was unable to determine what her status was at the CIA, and that is why he did not include it in the indictment. So it's pretty straightforward.
It is very widely known that she worked undercover. It was widely reported, Stan. And so here she was, an undercover NOC CIA agent, not official cover, which means that if she gets caught, they say that they don't know her, that they never heard of her. She's really on her own. It's the most dangerous. It is the most out there without a life raft. And so you're telling me this is okay to out somebody like this, even if she weren't, but it's okay to out her as retaliation?
There's a very intelligent man, Mr. Fitzgerald.
I'm just asking is it okay to out a CIA agent? She's an undercover CIA agent. That is not in dispute, Stan. And she had a network that had been built up carefully over a dozen years, and their lives were at risk. And it is considered a felony to out a CIA agent.
And this gentleman, who is the special prosecutor,
I'm asking you if that's...
I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know all.
Well, then you know what? Do some research before you call us. No, darling, darling, arm yourself with the facts. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Jeff in Folsom. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell me what your point is.
Well, my concern is that your show seems to be turning into like Rush Limbaugh's show.
It is? Why?
And, well, by that I mean that the partisanship is a little hard to take.
No, we're in favor of here, Jeff, is facts. And the facts are that Joe Wilson was dispatched by both the vice president's office and by the CIA to check on something, and some callers have disputed that. Some callers are disputing whether Valerie Plame was an undercover agent, and she was. Both of these have been widely reported. So what we're interested in here is the facts. So where are you taking exception to the facts?
Well, it's that when somebody disagrees, as I said on Limbaugh's show, which I
you are not going to get the facts on Rush Limbaugh's show.
Exactly. That's my whole point. And the point is that when somebody calls into his show, as it seems to be on this show recently, that if somebody chooses to disagree, they get...
No, it's not about disagreeing. It's about the facts. We can disagree. Okay, we can have different opinions. You might like... Let me just tell you something. You might like pasta, and I might not, and we can have a disagreement about that. But if you tell me that pasta's not a carbohydrate, then I have to correct you. So these are not disagreements. These are issues about the facts.
Well, that's true. Facts are important, and two things can be equally true. Would you not agree that the Bush administration has made horrendous decisions in their foreign policy?
Of course they've made horrendous decisions.
Is that not true?
Of course they have, but tell me what you're getting at. I don't want to play 20 questions with you. What we were talking about was the Scooter Libby trial. We were talking about the outing of Valerie Plame to slap down her husband because he dared to write an op-ed piece that told the truth about what was going on. And so there was a question, and some people called in because they've been listening to bloviators like Rush Limbaugh, who say that, guess what, Joe Wilson went on his own. He didn't go on his own. He was dispatched by at least two different agencies. And then we had another caller who said Valerie Plame was not an undercover agent, not a CIA agent, and that is also false. And so I feel I need to correct the record. So what is your point, Jeff?
This is my point. Anybody that would disagree that Bush has made horrendous decisions, if you would disagree with that, you're obviously an extreme rightist, extremely partisan. If you're going to say that Joe Wilson has any credibility whatsoever, that is an extremely partisan and ignorant statement.
Wait. No, it's very ignorant of you to say what you're saying. Why do you say that Joe Wilson has no credibility whatsoever? Why do you say that? What are your facts and where's your evidence?
Well, yeah, I know. Facts,
where are your facts and what is your evidence? You're making these... Jeff, you're making these really preposterous statements, and I'm looking for facts and I'm looking for evidence. So if in your opinion you think Joe Wilson is a jerk, that's fine, but what's your evidence that he is not in any kind of position to make a judgment?
His credibility has been shot.
Why?
On a number of occasions.
Why? Jeff, give me one example where his credibility was shot.
So that's up to you.
Jeff, give me one example where his credibility was shot. Please, you're saying it, but you provide no factual basis.
His testimony coming back from Niger was...
Niger, say it right. Yes.
Was disputed frequently.
Specifically, give me one example.
How many years ago?
Jeff, you don't have, you know what? You call up, you bitch, you got no leg to stand on, and you don't have any facts at your disposal, but we're delighted that you called. We hope you'll call us again. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous... Well, what do you do with people like this? They call up and they scream at me, and when you say, what are the facts, specifically, please, give me some evidence. What is... tell me how it really happened. They don't have it. They really, if you have some specific information, we would love to hear it here because we want to correct the record. 349-1320, 866-626-13. Your goddess is under siege here. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now for weather and traffic together with Dan Mitchinson.
All right. Thank you, Enid. And we'll get back to more of your calls in just a few minutes. It is 437 as traffic begins to pick up this afternoon. We're seeing more accidents. The latest collision blocking one lane eastbound 80 just east of Antelope Road. And it looks like we have a disabled car northbound 99 on eastbound 47th Avenue right there on the off-ramp. Your updated weekend forecast looking good as we head towards Saturday. Expect a few scattered clouds overnight with a low near 33. And then tomorrow, sunshine with a few clouds, mid to upper 50s, and just a little bit warmer on Sunday. I'm Dan Mitchinson. More Enid Live and more of your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Enid Goldstein, a sign of intelligent life in the political universe. On AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Honey! Honey!
What? What's wrong? Where have you been? And why is your face red?
I was at Cache Creek, and now I've got this fever.
Oh, come here. You're burning up.
Cache fever jackpots, hon. They're hitting all the time. Can you turn the air on?
Oh, my goodness. Your pockets are swollen.
Those jackpots. They start at 20,000 and hit by 30, and I had my Cache Club card in, and bam!
Bam?
Boom! They do that all week long, every single week. All these Cache Club members winning. We have to go back.
You need to rest.
I can't rest. I've got cash fever, and there's only one cure.
A cool washcloth on your forehead?
No! Cash fever jackpots and water. I'm really dehydrated.
Of course you are.
Cash fever jackpots only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Just take I-80 to 505 North, then west on Highway 16. Check the growing cash fever jackpots online at cachecreek.com.
Get the fever!
Hi, Steve Maida for the Maida Automotive Group. Today, more and more people are using the internet to research their next vehicle. And before you spend a lot of valuable time clicking all over the place, I'd like to invite you to visit the one web address that gives you more of what you're looking for, MaidaCars.com. At MaidaCars.com, you'll find thousands of new and pro-certified used vehicles, along with unlimited 24-hour access to every vehicle in our inventory. You'll also find a fully trained internet staff who will be happy to provide you with a fast, no-obligation price quote, making sure you get the very best possible deal. At MaidaCars.com, you'll shop on your time, your terms, like it's supposed to be. So whether you're looking for a new Chevrolet, Ford, Toyota, Scion, Subaru, or Hyundai, or one of our guaranteed Maida Pro Certified used vehicles, MaidaCars.com is the only web address you'll need. Visit us at MaidaCars.com and see why now, more than ever, Maida makes it easy.
At Elk Grove Honda, free lunch is back in style. Come into Elk Grove Honda and we'll give you a certificate for lunch with our new Elk Grove neighbors, the brand new Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, where the flavor is legendary. We think you'll agree, Elk Grove Honda has lots to offer. We're proud of our generous inventory of new Hondas, an exceptional selection of Elk Grove Honda certified used cars, an expanded, sparkling service and parts area, and a state-of-the-art collision repair facility. And here's the woman who keeps all the parts working together, Elk Grove Honda General Manager Maggie Tadlock.
We built Elk Grove Honda with our customers in mind. We think a pleasant shopping experience coupled with straight talk and fair prices add up to a good time.
Come into Elk Grove Honda and test drive a new Honda. And while you're here, be sure to ask for your free certificate to Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, where the flavor is legendary. We're Elk Grove Honda in the brand new Elk Grove Auto Mall, Highway 99 and Elk Grove Boulevard. Like Maggie says, Elk Grove Honda's Hondas are
cheap, cheap. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call Kitchen Mart, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
Kitchen Mart can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. Kitchen Mart is a one-stop shop providing services in craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50 or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let Kitchen Mart help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland Showroom opening soon.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Come for the jazz, stay for the cuisine.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Presenting the freshest and most tempting and succulent sushi, Thai and Chinese delights.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Live jazz every Saturday night from 7 to 10. This week featuring acclaimed jazz artist Henry Robinette.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
8473 Elk Grove Boulevard in the Walmart Shopping Center. Open 7 days a week. Check out narafusion.com for more information.
Hi, it's Jerry Healy. For many years, you and I got each day going in a positive direction with a feel-good moment. Something inspirational, sometimes humorous, sometimes thought-provoking, sometimes patriotic, but always positive. Because you've told us that you've missed them as much as I have, I'm very happy to say that feel-good moments are back on the air right here. Now you and I have a half hour of feel-good moments to enjoy every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30. And once again, we can thank East Lawn Memorial Park for making it possible. East Lawn has been serving area families just like yours in a caring way for over 100 years. If you'd like a copy of anything you hear on Feel Good Moments, just call East Lawn at 732-2000. I certainly hope you can be here to share some feel-good moments with me every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
On the fabulous edition of Enid Live, we have one line open, 349-1320, 866, 620, 61320. We have got a spate of Rush Limbaugh listeners who listen to that porky old bloviator coming over here, that old big old gas bag, and they're coming over to say that Joe Wilson had no authority to go to Niger, that he's just an anti-war activist, that I'm a jerk because I don't let I'm partisan. Listen, can I tell you, if you and I disagree on things that are a matter of opinion, that's fine. But when it's a matter of fact, I got to set the record straight. It's one thing. You don't like pesto, and I like pesto. We can have a conversation about it. But when you tell me that pesto is something that it isn't, then I need to set the record straight. Brian in Fair Oaks, hi. You're live with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Enid, you know I got your back. I had to call you immediately. My baby's under siege. Check it out to Jeff. I hope he's still listening. The difference between Rush Limbaugh and you and shows like this, Rush Limbaugh doesn't even allow people to disagree.
I think you're absolutely right. The thing is, he actually, they screen so heavily there that anybody right. who's going to disagree never makes air. And if they do make air, they probably dump the call.
Right. I know for a fact that they don't let the screeners definitely keep out people who would offer a valid opinion and view that would make their thing look like crap.
Well, let me just tell you something. Keith Olbermann took off after Rush Limbaugh because he makes up quotes, he fakes quotes, he pulls it out of his you-know-where, and right. just concocts it because he'll do whatever it takes to get ratings. And whether it's true or not is completely immaterial. And he himself has been quoted as saying that he doesn't care whether it's true. He says, I always say my real purpose, listen to this, my real purpose, says Rush Limbaugh, is to attract the largest audience I can and hold it for as long as I can so I can charge confiscatory advertising rates. And you know what? I think he has told it to you quite honestly there.
That is disgusting, and he proved it when he said he didn't want to carry the water for people, that he didn't even believe in the water he was carrying.
That's right. Whatever it takes to develop a big audience, whatever lies he wants to concoct, and then he apologizes for his lies, and then he goes back to doing it, and you know what? He's laughing all the way to the bank, Brian.
Enid, I love you for sticking it to Jeff because he had nothing to say, and that's exactly what ditto heads do. They have nothing to say when they're confronted with the facts. I can't stand them.
I thank you very much, Brian, for the call. Appreciate it. 349-1320 opens up a line, 866-626-1320. You know what I think? Jeff is the kind of guy who bulldozes women all the time, and when you ask him for specifics, which they're probably so bulldozed and flattened out by the time he's done with them, he doesn't have it. He does he know? It's all bluster. It's all bloviation. Tom in Roseville. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Enid. I was just wondering if you had any sources for the Valerie Plame being a CIA operative. I've heard it reported both ways. I haven't seen anything official.
Well, have you done any research? Bestir yourself, Tom, and go look at the New York Times. You will find it in the New York Times, and you will find it in the Washington Post. Look in those two places, and you will find it.
So you don't have the facts?
Yes, I'm telling you that that's where it was reported, in the New York Times and in the Washington Post. It was reported that she is an undercover, undercover operative for the CIA. Yes, by two of the premier newspapers in this country.
Undisputable fact, then, right?
Indisputable. You go look, go for it, Tom. 349-1320-86. Then he's going to trash the New York Times and the Washington Post and say you can't believe what's in there. You ought to look. You look in Vanity Fair too, because it's in there as well. Mike and Zach, hi. You're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Enid, you're great today. I love it.
Thank you.
I love it when you tear these retard right people apart. Because that's how they are. They all are like this. They have no facts. They just have their opinion. And they think their opinion. Anyone that disagrees with them, they just talk about credibility like they know. They can't.
Well, wait, if you say it's in the Washington Post, if you say it's in the New York Times, they say, oh, you can't believe anything in those papers because they're liberal papers. That's what they say.
Well, they say whatever. They're going to say they have no they have no facts.
And no, they have no
facts.
No.
They never claim to have facts. You ask them to do the facts, and all they do is tell you that the credibility is shot. Wilson's is, yours is, mine is. They don't care. You know, they don't care. They don't care just as a lot. Like Limbaugh's laughing all the way to the bank. These idiots think they're laughing all the way to the bank, and they just don't know that Rush Limbaugh and all these other guys are going to do to them what they're doing to all of us.
Snake oil salesmen.
They just don't know it yet.
Snake oil salesman, Mike. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Is it Carner in Marysville? Hi, Carner. You're live with Enid.
Hello. I've never called a show before, but...
Welcome. We're delighted that you have.
Well, thank you. I've been listening for quite a while. I have a couple thoughts. You know, we're at war, isn't that right? I mean, we keep hearing it every day. We're at war. Okay, so we all know we're at war. And if someone commits an act of treason that's disloyal to our country,
mm-hmm.
a betrayal,
mm-hmm.
I looked it up and make sure I was right,
mm-hmm.
then that's a capital crime. And anyway, someone should swing and stretch for that. Isn't that right? It seems to me, you know, if you're going to die for anything, it ought to be for that.
Ooh, you're going to put Dick Cheney on the rack? Is that what you're going to do here?
Well, actually, I'm against capital punishment. So what I'm thinking is that when it has to come down to one of the three, or all three of them, Rove,
it looks like Cheney. It looks like Cheney for sure, but whether anything will come out of it, I don't know.
Well, if something should, and then I would suggest that he gets rendered. No, what's the right word? You help me out. Rendered when they send him to another country to get...
Oh, that's right. Is that right?
Rendition.
Rendition.
Right.
Yeah, rendition.
Send him to Egypt or someplace and...
Abu Ghraib.
Yeah, there.
No, Guantanamo. Guantanamo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, it's just this whole thing bothers me.
Send him a cake, a cholesterol cake.
Take a what?
Send him a cholesterol laden cake.
Okay.
All right,
well,
so we're buying him a one-way ticket to Gitmo, I guess. Okay,
right.
Carter, I thank you for the call. 349-13. It was so much fun to contemplate how we might punish Dick Cheney. We have been so punished by him, and his behavior has been so punishing. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Farshad, El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Farshad.
Hi there. I called just to tell you about the comment that I heard from pig airbag Rush Limbaugh this morning. You know, it's just amazing. He said, it's unbelievable. He said that the success of a war, one of the ways to measure the success of a war is that how many innocent people have been killed. So
He said this?
He said that.
Are you sure he wasn't funning with the audience? You think
No. He was just talking with one of these people who support them. And somebody got to, ring this pig's neck for saying things like that. I think it's amazing.
His audience, he knows. Let me. He is always considered a talented broadcaster. He has the finger on the pulse of his audience. He knows what they want to hear, and he gives it to them. And it doesn't matter whether there's any reality attached to it or there isn't.
Yeah.
For sure. I thank you for the call. 349-1320 opens up a line. 866-626-1320. Scott in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Enid. I just wanted to let all these right-wingers who are calling and know that it takes about a two-second Google search. You can just type in "Plame was covert." The first result is an MSNBC article where the judge's opinion is posted that says Plame was covert. She worked overseas in the last 5 years, and the CIA was making special to conceal her identity.
Wow. Okay.
About 2 seconds to find it. It's the first result if you do a Google search.
Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate that. 349-1320, Mark in his car. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Enid. Hey, I'm thrilled and I'm giddy about this the Scooter Libby trial. That it's not even, Scooter Libby's kind of not even part of this, although obviously he is, the bigger issue is what we're seeing now with Dick Cheney and just how evil his influence is in this administration and what they've done to the United States, Iraq, and the world at large. And I fully expect that even Dick Cheney, as evil as he is and as strong as everybody thinks he is, I think he's going to resign before the
you're going to I thought you were going to say he's going to wiggle out of it because these people are so wily and they're so snarly and gnarly that he could wiggle out somehow.
Is there going to be a mea culpa? No, probably not. But he might be able to do something. You know, they might pull a Oliver North type thing where they have maybe Scooter Libby gets a deal or something, he falls on his sword, and everything kind of goes away with it, like the Iran-Contra thing.
I don't know. These people, and Cheney still supports Libby. He had to have known that there was going to be a roster of incriminating witnesses. I don't know. They must have some kind of a deal that we can't even imagine going on. Mark, I thank you for the call. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. One line open. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson.
All right, well, let's start with a collision. We're just getting some information on this. North Market Boulevard at Northgate Boulevard in North Sacramento. Also, another hit and run. We've seen a lot of those the last couple of days. Injuries reported on this one. Peacekeeper Way at Arnold Avenue. A non-injury accident in Woodland, 16th at Madison, and in South Sacramento, northbound 51 at H Street. We have some sort of traffic hazard just being reported, so keep your eyes open for that. Taking a look at the forecast tonight, a little bit on the chilly side. Pretty much a repeat, though, of last night. Low 33 or 34 with a few clouds tomorrow, and then some sunshine. Temperatures in the mid to upper 50s and a little bit warmer on Sunday. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
It's talk radio for the less of us.
It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The only right-thinking, left-thinking radio station that's left in America.
If you listen carefully, we will prove our ability to transfer our thoughts to you.
AM 1320.
Are you listening?
Sacramento's Left Channel.
Get your game face on. There's still one big football party left, and Safeway makes party planning easy. We have everything you need, like a wide selection of exclusive Safeway favorites. You'll love our delicious signature sandwiches with fresh-baked artisan bread. After the first touchdown, load up on Safeway fruit and veggie trays. And don't forget the chicken wings. For snacking, dig into O Organics blue corn tortilla chips and salsa, and wash it all down with your favorite beverage. Let Safeway make your football celebration great. Come for the game. Stay for the party. Today in store with your club card and online at Safeway.com. Save on Rancher's Reserve bone-in beef loin New York strip steak in the value pack for just $4.99 a pound. Enjoy imported tree-ripe yellow peaches. 10 pounds are only $10. And bring home healthy choice simple selections. Selected sizes and varieties are 5 for just $10. Plus, today when you purchase selected national brand items, you get a Safeway brand item free. Talk about value. Just use the coupon in this week's mailer. See store for details. Safeway. Ingredients for life.
When your vehicle needs to be repaired, take it to Paul Blanco Chevrolet. No matter what make or model, I've got high-tech software to help diagnose the problem and skilled technicians that will fix it right the first time. Paul Blanco Chevrolet is located in the middle of Sacramento off 99 on the corner of Lauren and Franklin. So if you're from Sac, you can leave town to go to an auto mall or visit a Quick Lube, Smog Joint, tune-up place or transmission store and pay more. Or come see Paul no matter what make or model. Oil change $18.95, Smog $29. Tire rotation $6. Tune-ups and brakes from $54. Transmission, electrical, or major engine work. No matter what make or model, we'll fix it right and save you money. Paul Blanco Chevrolet's full-service auto repair. And on Saturday and Sunday, come visit the community's new giant wholesale farmers market located on 10 acres behind the dealership. Call 422-2000. That's 422-2000. Or paulblanco.com.
While driving to work one day, the GM here at Boomtown Reno looked out his window and had a brilliant idea. You know, he said, we're blessed to be in one of the most beautiful parts of the world, with spectacular mountains, plenty of soft, powdery snow, and one of the deepest, bluest lakes on earth. So what if we invited people to come and experience the glorious outdoors? Sure, they'd still enjoy the beautiful rooms, gourmet dining, and great entertainment. But I bet they'd appreciate all that even more after a day of fresh air and wide open spaces. And just like that, the Boomtown Sports Adventure Getaway was born. 3 days, 2 nights, and your choice of skiing at Tahoe's North Star Resort, snowmobiling, sporting clays, or fishing. Starting at $99 per person. Reservations, call 1-800-847-8009. Boomtown Casino Hotel, Reno. Exit 4 on I-80. Hello, friend. Must be 21 or older. Offer based on double occupancy. Rooms based on availability. Prices per person. Management reserves all rights.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
'56. Don't you bring me down, Dick Cheney. Don't you bring us down any further than you've already brought us down. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. Let's head over to the phones. What we're talking about, if you're just joining us, is a lot of right-wingers are calling in, getting misinformation from the right side, not doing their own research. They don't believe that Joe Wilson had any business in Iraq, that he was just partisan, that his wife sent him. None of that is true, that she really wasn't undercover. She really was undercover. Patricia in SAC. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Patricia.
Hey, Enid, let's show them some more facts. In case those right-wingers didn't know, in March of 2003, after this information came out with Wilson, the Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Mohammed El-Badeh, he gave those documents.
You're listening to AM 1320 KCTC, Sacramento's left channel. Left channel. And streaming live at 1320leftchannel.com.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. We might see even more troops sent to Iraq. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports exclusively that the Pentagon is keeping the door open for additional deployments to support the new strategy.
Right now, of course, the plan is to send 21,500 to Iraq, but General David Petraeus is the general who's just been confirmed to oversee this buildup, has not even arrived in Iraq yet, but the Pentagon has begun planning, and it's only planning, for the possibility that when when he gets there, he will ask for more troops.
The military is also planning for the possibility of more troops in Afghanistan, where Taliban fighters are expected to mount a spring offensive. Today, NATO said an airstrike destroyed a Taliban command post in southern Afghanistan, killing one man believed to be a senior leader and some of his deputies. President Bush says he's not planning to attack Iran, but made it clear in a White House photo op that Iranians making trouble for U.S. forces in Iraq are fair game.
Our policy is going to be to protect our troops in Iraq. This makes sense. That if somebody is trying to harm our troops or stop us from achieving our goal or killing innocent citizens in Iraq, that we will stop them.
The president said there's been pretty good progress towards solving our problems with Iran diplomatically. The color of your skin still matters in America. Joni Hirsch, professor of law and economics at Vanderbilt University, studied the lives of more than 2,000 legal immigrants.
Legal immigrants with darker skin earn less than comparable immigrants with lighter skin, even taking into account differences in English language proficiency, work history, education.
Hirsch says being one shade lighter has about the same effect as having an additional year of education. And height is also an advantage. She found that taller immigrants earn more money than shorter ones. After a fast start in the new Congress, CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports the minimum wage hike has stalled.
2 weeks ago, House Democrats easily passed an increase in the minimum wage to $7.25 an hour and got lots of Republican votes, but it's stuck in the Senate. Republicans there first insisted on adding tax breaks for small business, which Democrats agreed to. Now they're proposing 170 amendments on different topics, infuriating Senator Edward Kennedy.
What is it, Mr. Republican, that you cannot stand about hard-working Americans at the lower end of the economic ladder?
A showdown vote on minimum wage is now likely next week before the Senate moves on to Iraq. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Another day, another entry in the presidential sweepstakes. Former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, a conservative Republican, reportedly plans to form an exploratory committee next week. Today on Wall Street, the Dow slipped 15 points to close at 12,487. The Nasdaq gained a point, and the price of oil jumped more than a dollar to $55.42 a barrel. This is CBS News.
It's a never-ending necessity for more and more office space.
For retail leases, they hand you, it's almost a book.
50 pages of legalese.
I am not going to be able to do this.
Calling the realtor should be the first thing you do.
When he got here, I could see he was wearing that realtor pin.
That's the guy to talk to.
Buying or leasing a commercial property? Let someone with expertise and experience be your partner. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
Really helped me take my business where I wanted it to go.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Paula Sala is a real GEICO customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With GEICO, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
GEICO. Real service, real savings.
On the theory that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, the state of West Virginia is offering Medicaid patients an incentive to shed some pounds.
It's a heck of a deal for some 75,000 overweight people in West Virginia. Free weight loss courses.
I think that this latest commitment by the state to provide Weight Watchers to Medicaid recipients, I think, is a very, very positive step forward.
Bill Rieger-Nash teaches community medicine at West Virginia University. West Virginia alone spends $100 million a year treating obesity-related health problems. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Bigfoot is back outside a chiropractor's office in Federal Way, Washington. The 8-foot-tall, 400-pound wood carving of the legendary ape-like creature was abducted Monday. It was recovered yesterday, and police say two suspects, a man and a boy, have confessed. But Bigfoot is a bit shorter than he was before. His big feet were cut off. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
It's good for the environment. No air pollution. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
Five 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, getting into your car. You've been incarcerated all day long, and here I am, yours, until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320. And you can join the conversation. We love it when you do. It makes for a richer, more vibrant conversation. And if you and I disagree, and that has been happening in the last hour, you're still going to be able to talk. But I'm going to have to correct you if your facts are off. You and I can disagree on matters of opinion. But if your facts are off, your goddess is going to be in there wrapping your knuckles at 349-1320 or 866-626-1320. All calls to Enid Live are toll-free, no matter where you're calling from. And we stream live, 1320leftchannel.com, 1320leftchannel.com. And you can email me, Enid at kctc.com, Enid at kctc.com. If you're listening to CBS News just now, at the top of the hour, they were talking about West Virginia making all this weight loss programs available because of all the obesity-related health problems that have occurred in that state where people are so vastly overweight. And here, too, you know, we have the Sacramento County. We're selling more fast food than any other county in California except for San Bernardino County, I think. And there's a lot of obesity in Sacramento County in the area. And several of you have called in who are doctors and who listen to Enid Live to say that 95% of the problems you see in your practice are obesity-related or related to the things that people have control over, you know, substance abuse, smoking, obesity, you name it. And it's interesting that they're doing some research on that area in the brain where sometimes people have had strokes and who smoke, it affects their that area of the brain in such a way that they don't want to smoke anymore. And it's just instantaneous. They don't want to do it. It has lost its magic. And if you've ever been sick, if you've had a little stomach flu or something, if you've ever been a little bit sick, you know you don't want to eat again. And so this is a way you can, there's always a silver lining in everything. If you're just joining us, here's what we've been talking about. We're talking about the Scooter Libby trial. We've been talking about the fact that Valerie Plame was, in fact, an undercover agent for the CIA. We are talking about the fact that her husband, Ambassador Joe Wilson, was dispatched to Niger by elements of the vice president's office and also the CIA to determine whether or not Iraq was trying to buy yellow cake or uranium from a country in Africa called Niger. Some of you calling in, right-wingers, listening to getting all your information from Rush Limbaugh, who all he cares about, and he has just admitted it. And remember how he admitted, right after the election, admitted to carrying the water for people, candidacies he didn't even believe in. He has said that the only thing he really cares about, his brief in life, is to develop the biggest audience he can. Well, let me give it to you. He said, I always say my real purpose is to attract the largest audience I can and hold it for as long as I can so I can charge confiscatory advertising rates. And I think there you have it. There is Rush Limbaugh in a nutshell. Whatever it takes, if he has to concoct it, fabricate it out of whole cloth, it doesn't matter. That is what he does. So you guys, you unsuspecting connoisseurs of snake oil, you drink it. You drink at his trough of this gas bag bloviator who may or may not be still a junkie, who could be OxyContin'd out of his mind. And then you come over and you tell me how I'm wrong and how he's right. But you never have evidence. You don't have facts. There are no specifics that you can cite. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Let's head over to J.D. In his car somewhere. Hi, J.D., you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, you know, if these people would stop playing the game of saying, well, you know, you can't believe the Washington Post or the New York Times, and just look with their own eyes, they will see what the truth is.
Well, you know, with that line from a Groucho Marx movie, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes?
Yeah, and the caller that you had just before you broke for the news hit it right on the head. The CIA is the one who referred this case to the Attorney General for investigation. John Ashcroft recused himself, and that's why Patrick Fitzgerald took this case over
much,
as a special prosecutor.
Much to the chagrin and dismay of this administration, who thought they would have had a patsy looking into it instead of a guy like Fitzgerald.
And the point is that it's the CIA who referred the case for investigation because they believed that Valerie Plame was a special agent, a covert operative. Brewster Jennings was the name of the company that was set up as the front company that she operated under. And it just goes on and on and on. And these are the facts. Now, the point I wanted to make, though, is that these are the same people, these are the exact same people who would take the most recent story about Barack Obama being some sort of a Manchurian candidate because he went to some school in Indonesia when he was 6 years old, and he must now be not trusted because he had some kind of an Islamic education.
Well, and because Barack Obama is one letter away from Osama, and because his middle name is Hussein, he's really cooked, as far as this crowd is concerned.
They'll run with that story, and they'll tell that one from the mountaintops as if that's fact, and that isn't fact. In fact, the school, I just heard this today, I can't remember where, but the school that he went to is a school at which young ladies, girls, went, and they still go today.
It was just a public school. It was not a madrasa. CNN debunked it, but it still got legs, this story.
And they will continue to repeat that story as if it is fact, although it has absolutely no basis in fact. So,
well, and when you have a right-wing spin machine like this, and when you have an electorate that doesn't want to do its own research and that seems to be losing, you know, Truman Capote used to say about living in California that for every year you lived in California, you lost an IQ point. Well, I think collectively we're suffering from a kind of amnesia, and we're getting dumber and dumber. So when you put these two together, you have really a very lethal combination. You have people who believe it. They don't want to do any of their own research. Where did you hear this? When I tell them where they heard it, others of you calling in say you can Google this information, comes up, takes 2 seconds. They don't want to believe it.
Well, you know, Google's a liberal outpost of California.
Apparently it is, J.D. I thank you very much for the call, and thanks for the information. 349-1320-866, 626-1320, John and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Hi, Enid. Hey, a little while ago you had referred one of the non-believers to the Washington Post or the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Send them to the Department of Justice website.
Okay.
They have it right there. Type in on Google, Fitzgerald investigation. It goes right. You can go right to Department of Justice. You can read the October 28, 2005 indictment, and it's right on page 3. And I can read it to you.
How long is it?
2 sentences.
Give me the 2 sentences.
It's item 1F, and it says, Joseph Wilson was married to Valerie Plame Wilson at all relevant times from January 1, 2002 through July 2003. Valerie Wilson was employed by the CIA, and her employment status was classified.
Well, I hope Stan and Jeff and everybody else are listening to that. John, I thank you very much for the information. Yeah, go ahead.
They won't believe it because it's from the government.
and via me, it's even more unbelievable.
Oh,
but
yeah. No, well, you know, like you said, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
That's it. I thank you for the call. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Jerry and Sack. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Jerry. Jerry?
Oh, I'm in Roseville.
You're in Roseville. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you're in Roseville. Okay.
Yeah. The reason I was calling is that Fitzgerald wasn't a patsy.
No. We're thrilled that he wasn't a patsy. We were hoping he was going to indict Karl Rove. We're waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Well, why didn't he?
Don't know. Maybe it's still happening. But tell me what your point is.
My point is that he wasn't a patsy, and there was no conviction for outing an undercover agent. Now, somebody, either he got paid off, or he was a patsy, or, she wasn't undercover at the time, or he'd indicted him.
Well, she was undercover. We know that. And maybe they couldn't, maybe it's too hard to prove it, and maybe what they can prove is the cover-up rather than the crime. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, Fong in Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Fong.
Hi, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Hey, I'm going back to the previous point about Barack Obama.
Yeah.
About how his education was overseas and from an Islamic country or something.
Well, some of it, but you don't hear Fox News talking about how he's a law degree from Harvard and how he taught at the University of Chicago. You know, they omit that part of it. All you hear is that he was at a madrasa.
Totally. You know, what they omit also is the fact that a lot of, you know, Saddam Hussein, Osama bin Laden, they've been educated here in the States. And then that's not...
I don't know about Osama bin Laden was educated. I think he spent a little time here, but I don't think he was educated here. Where'd he go? To USC? Maybe he was on the basketball. You know, he's tall. He could have been on that basketball team. How do we know? Could have happened. You know, Fong, you don't ever know these things. Thanks for the call. You know, somebody said that he wanted to live in San Francisco at one point. I saw that report. I have no idea whether there was any truth to it or not. But since I'm not rushed, I'm not running with it until we really have a little bit of confirmation. All right, here's my favorite guy, Paul Krugman, one of my favorite guys. And he is, his column today is on being partisan. So one of you accused me, moi, your radio goddess, of being partisan. Well, duh. All right, so here's what he's saying. He's saying that, and everybody's saying, well, the nastiness of what's going on today politically is because everybody's partisan. And he's saying, no, that's not why. That's not why there's so much political nastiness going on. And his take on things is very interesting. As you know, he's a columnist for the New York Times, and he also teaches economics at Princeton. So here's what he says. He says the nastiness of modern American politics is not the result of a random outbreak of bad manners. It is a symptom of deeper factors, mainly the growing polarization of, now what do you think he's going to say, of our economy. And history says that we will see a return to bipartisanship only if and when the economic polarization is reversed. He said, after all, American politics has been nasty in the past. He talks about the New Deal. He said the Republican Party, in effect, represented the interests of the economic elite, and the Democratic Party, in an often confused way, represented the populist alternative. So he is saying that as long as the gap between rich and poor is as enormous as it is, you're going to see this kind of polarized politics that goes on. He said in that divided political system, the Democrats probably came much closer to representing the interests of the typical American. But the GOP's advantage in money and the superior organization that money bought usually allowed it to dominate national politics. As Will Rogers once said, I am not a member of any organized party. I am a Democrat. He said, and then came the New Deal. He says, I urge Mr. Obama and everybody else who thinks that goodwill alone is enough to change the tone of our politics to read the speeches of FDR, the quintessential example of a president who tackled big problems that demanded solutions. For the fact is that FDR faced fierce opposition as he created the institutions, Social Security, unemployment insurance, more progressive taxation and beyond that helped alleviate inequality, and he did not shy away from confrontation. We had to struggle, FDR said in 1936, with the old enemies of peace, with business, with financial monopoly, with speculation, with reckless banking, with class antagonism, sectionalism, and war profiteering. Never before in all our history have all these forces been so united against one candidate as they stand today, said FDR. They are unanimous in their hate for me, and FDR said, I welcome their hatred. It was only after FDR had created a more equal society and the old class warriors of the GOP were replaced by, quote, modern Republicans who accepted the New Deal, that bipartisanship began to prevail. The history of the last few decades, Paul Krugman writes, has basically been the story of the New Deal in reverse. Income inequality has returned to levels not seen since the pre-New Deal era. And so have political divisions in Congress as the Republicans have moved right, once again becoming the party of the economic elite. The signature domestic policy initiatives of the Bush administration have been attempts to undo FDR's legacy, from slashing taxes on the rich to privatizing Social Security. And a bitter partisan gap has opened up between the GOP and Democrats who have tried to defend FDR's legacy. What about the smear campaigns like Karl Rove's 2005 declaration that after 9/11, liberals wanted to, quote, offer therapy and understanding to our attackers? Well, they're reminiscent of the vicious anti-Catholic propaganda used to defeat Al Smith in 1928. Smear tactics are what a well-organized, well-financed party with a fundamentally unpopular domestic agenda uses to change the subject. And smear tactics is what this administration used to smear Joe Wilson, and they tried to smear him by outing his wife, Valerie Plame. So here is what Krugman is ending his piece with. He says, politicians who try to push forward the elements of a New Deal, especially universal health care, are sure to face the hatred of a large bloc on the right, and they should welcome that hatred, not fear it. Well, hear, hear. And Barack Obama, as you know, is pushing through universal health care. But we don't know whether that includes the insurers or not, whether it's single payer, which is what we think is the best system, rather than not. 349-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson.
Thank you, Enid. And at 521, let's start in North Sacramento. Looks like eastbound 80. This is just east of Elkhorn Boulevard. We have a collision just reported that's blocking one lane. We'll pass along more details as we get them to you in just a few minutes. Slow and go westbound 80 at Truxell Road right now. We have a couple of traffic hazards in the road at Florin Road just west of northbound 99, and crews still on scene at a non-collision incident. That's at Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at 35th Avenue. Your updated forecast, we'll see some scattered clouds overnight, low near 33. Don't worry, it's going to warm up, though, for Saturday and Sunday into the upper 50s. Maybe a little cooler Saturday than on Sunday, and increasing clouds towards the second half of the weekend, but I don't think we'll see much in the way of rain. I'm Dan Mitchinson. More Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
This is Al Bregan, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. It's full frontal radio.
Small business owners have mastered the art of doing many things at once, like returning messages in the car, opening mail while eating lunch, or now, by taking care of their communications in one fell swoop. For less than $95 a month, get AT&T Unlimited Local Calling, nationwide long distance, high-speed internet, and unified messaging, a service that consolidates messages from your email, fax, and phones into a single mailbox. That's an 18% savings for the first year on our most essential services, backed by the most complete and secure network of the new AT&T. Call your AT&T small business expert at 1-888-ATT-8339 or go to att.com. The new AT&T. Your world. Delivered.
Available to businesses with 1 to 10 lines. Requires 1-year term. Taxes and other charges extra. For details of additional charges and requirements, call 888-288-1405 toll-free.
Shop naked at FolsomChevyAds.com. Make your car buying experience easier. The information is what's exposed. Get the bare facts from Folsom Chevy. Visit 1320leftchannel.com to get there.
Ooh, this feels great.
Yeah, planning a spa day was the perfect gift for ourselves. The leg massage was just what I needed.
Me too. Speaking of legs, your legs look fantastic in that dress the other night. I don't remember seeing you in a dress before.
That's because I haven't worn a dress or shorts in years. I used to be so embarrassed about my spider veins, but no more. I went to see Dr. Daniel Monahan at the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center.
I thought about treating my spider veins, but all the ads for vein treatment are confusing.
You're right, but I looked for the best. I wanted one of the leading experts in the industry. Dr. Monahan's practice is dedicated to the treatment of veins, so they provided the best treatment possible.
By the looks of your legs, now you certainly made the right choice. Maybe I should call Dr. Monahan.
Absolutely, but call today. We want to be ready for summer clothes shopping together.
Call the Vein Surgery and Treatment Center today. Call 791-VEIN. That's 791-8346 for the Vein Treatment and Surgery Center.
Crocker Ranch by JMC Homes. Why live anywhere else?
The Galleria.
Fine dining.
Good schools.
New homes from the 300,000s to over 1 million.
The quality and convenience of life you've dreamed about.
Log on to jmchomes.com. That's jmchomes.com. Or take the short drive to Crocker Ranch in West Roseville, Highway 65 to Blue Oaks Boulevard.
Why live anywhere else?
Great news. Now, no matter where you work, there's a Bare Bones Workwear store near you. All the boots and clothes you wear to work are at Bare Bones Workwear on Micron Avenue near Bradshaw and Highway 50, and now at the brand new store on the corner of Madison and Manzanita. Whether you're a contractor, nurse, restaurant worker, firefighter, or trucker, they have all your favorite brands like Carhartt, Dickies, Ben Davis, and more. Get grand opening pricing on coveralls, pants, jackets, scrubs, rainwear, high-vis, and personal protection accessories. Barebones Workwear also has a huge selection of work boots and slip-resistant shoes. Choose from Red Wing, Wolverine, Danner, Timberline Pro, Rocky, and more. It's all here, and it's all at the right price. Hard to fit? They'll custom order just the right size just for you. It's the grand opening sale at Barebones Workwear on Madison at Manzanita and off Highway 50 in Bradshaw on Micron Avenue next to 24-Hour Fitness. Barebones Workwear. They have what you wear to work.
Take away all the BS and what's left is the truth. AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Because it's your right to listen to the left. Talk to Enid now,
349-1320. 525 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7, 3 to 7 weekdays, Monday through Friday, for, I think, the most interesting conversation in town. You can always participate, and the reason that it is so interesting is because of your participation. 349-1320, 866-620-6320, costs you nothing to call. You've been listening all this time, and, you know, gather up your energy and make the phone call, because we love hearing from you. We might agree, we might disagree, but it will always be an interesting conversation. What we've been talking about, lots of different things. We've been talking about being partisan. And it isn't just a question of good manners to solve the problem of being partisan. Paul Krugman believes that the reason politics has become so nasty lately is because there's this huge inequality between a huge financial inequality between the very rich and everybody else. And that when things get more equalized, it is a less partisan environment, and that is what history has shown. Do you agree with that? I think it's a very interesting interpretation. And he said FDR, when FDR moved to create equality with Social Security, with the New Deal, with all the elements of the New Deal, he faced the largest and most vituperative and most Republican institutions, and they hated him, and he didn't care. It's like, you know what he said? What Dickey said about Osama bin Laden and didn't mean it, what FDR, in effect, said to these huge array of highly Republican political forces arrayed against him. He said, essentially, bring it on. He didn't care. They hated him, and he said he welcomed their hatred. And he moved through that hatred, and some of the best social policy was made during FDR's regime. And this is what Dickey and his ilk have been steadily trying to dismantle just in these 6 years, just in the short time that he's been in office. They'd really tried to get their hooks into Social Security. Don't you let them touch Social Security, not this crowd. Oh, no. They're going to make it great for Wall Street, just like they screwed up big time Medicare. Prescription drug benefit, making it just wonderful for Big Pharma and for the HMOs. Well, and we've also been talking about the Scooter Libby trial, and we have some breaking news on that. So let me share it with you, because some of you who listen to Rush and who also listen to me, although one of us is telling the truth most of the time, and or trying to anyway. At least I'm trying to get my facts straight. Rush doesn't care about the facts. You know, he just concocts it. His what he has just been quoted as saying is his objective is to have the largest audience he can, hold them for as long as he can, so that he can charge confiscatory advertising rates. Remember, what commercial broadcast is, and radio and TV, you know, we're not exempt, as in the business of doing, is delivering the largest audiences into the arms of advertisers that it can. I mean, this is what supports us. That's why the call to Enid Live is free. So that's a trade-off we've got here. But, you know, he just makes it up. He knows what his audience wants to hear, and he just pulls it out of his Oxycontin-addled rear end. Okay, here it is. Will Karlof testify? Apparently he's going to testify in the Libby trial. White House anxiety. Newsweek is reporting, listen to this, is mounting. White House anxiety is mounting over the prospect that top officials, including Deputy Chief of Staff Karl Rove and Counselor Dan Bartlett, may be forced to provide potentially awkward testimony in the perjury and obstruction trial of Scooter Libby. Both Rove and Bartlett have already received trial subpoenas from Libby's defense lawyers, who are, according to lawyers close to the case, and while that is no guarantee they will be called, the odds increased this week after Libby's lawyer laid out a defense resting on the idea that his client, Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff, Scooter Libby, had been made a, quote, scapegoat to protect Karl Rove. Cheney is expected to provide the most crucial testimony to back up Libby's lawyer's assertion. And you know Cheney will lie. So how this is going to play out, I am sure that Cheney will lie, even though he is under oath. This is a man who cannot help but lie. This is a man who every time he opens up his mouth, I think, lies. So, or else he says, that's not true, Wolf. Wolf Blitzer says, well, you know, this war isn't going well. That's not true, Wolf. Your daughter is, the K daughter is pregnant. That's out of line, Wolf. Or anyway, so in any event, here is Cheney provided, expected to provide crucial testimony to back up Libby's lawyer's assertion. The vice president personally penned an October 2003 note in which he wrote, not going to protect one staffer and sacrifice the other. So I don't know how it's all going to play out, but the White House is getting nervous. It doesn't look like a pardon is in sight, at least not at the moment. It looks like Rove might be called to testify and Dan Bartlett as well. What are your thoughts about that? And you, who are listening to Right Wing Talk Radio, you believe that Valerie Plame was not an undercover CIA agent. You believe that Joe Wilson was just a partisan. Here is Bush in today's Washington Post. He today has totally rebuffed congressional opponents. CBS News is reporting that it could be more than 21,000 people going to be sent to Iraq. That is what they're reporting. I don't know what the figure is, but they're reporting more than 21,000, they think. President Bush today rebuffed congressional opponents who want to stop his plan to increase U.S. troop strength in Iraq, declaring, listen to what he said this time, I am, he said, the decision maker. And he said, stamping his foot three times. Well, no, he didn't stamp his foot, but he might as well have. I am the decision maker, Dickey said, on the war effort and challenged skeptics to produce their own plan for success. Asked why he was going ahead with his plan without congressional support or the support of anybody except maybe Barney and Laura, Bush said, Dickey said, one of the things I have found in Congress is that most people recognize that failure would be a disaster for the United States, and in that I am the decision maker, stamping his foot three times on the floor. I had to come up with a way forward that precluded disaster. Precluded disaster. It threw us into disaster. 349-1320. Our new Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, said that a congressional resolution, non-binding, opposing Bush's troop buildup, quote, emboldens the enemy. Does it? Do you agree with that? 349-1320. Is he ingesting the same OxyContin that Russia's? Does it embolden the enemy? And here is a point of view from Josh Marshall. He said, I am the decider on Iraq. Shows that he's got a rubber stamp Congress. But now that there's a Congress with a mandate to impose him, if I were Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi, I would take that as a sign that I have to show some sign, any sign, that I have the power to say no to this out-of-control decider. Bush is showing he really does not think the Democrats will take any action. And he is basically daring them to rein him in, even though that's exactly what Americans charged them with doing last November. You know, here's the story. They fired him. We fired him last November, and he's still cleaning out his desk, and he's not going anywhere, and he doesn't know he's fired, and he thinks he's still the decider, and he's got no votes, and he's got no support, and he's still going to go forward. But here's the bad thing. We're not stopping him. That's the so Americans have essentially fired Dickey last November, but the saddest part is he may be right in thinking that the Democrats are not going to stop him from doing what he wants to do. The congressional Democrats probably won't do anything other than pass non-binding resolutions, which Dickey will shrug off as meaningless suggestions from folks who don't have any real power anyway. And sadly, he may be right. If you never exercise your power, isn't that the same as being powerless? The whole show is kind of pathetic, don't you think? And the answer is yes, I do. So let me ask you this. Even though we fired him in the last election and he's still cleaning out his desk, will the Democrats actually exercise the power they have? He is banking on the fact that he can do what he wants and they aren't going to have the spine to stand up to him. What are your thoughts about this? 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And what can we do to instill the kind of spine in the Democrats that they need in order to stand up to him? Russ Feingold is going to hold hearings next week about cutting the funding for Iraq. And then you have Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who said today that this non-binding, toothless resolution opposing Dickey's troop buildup in Iraq amounts to emboldening the enemy. Do you agree with that? Does this embolden the enemy? You know what? Who I wish would get emboldened? Some Democrats could get emboldened to really stand up, exercise the power that they have been mandated with, because here's what the electorate did in November. We fired the president. 349-1320, 866-626-1320, and he is still cleaning out his desk. And he doesn't know he's fired. I am Enid Goldstein, and you're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson. Hi, Dan.
Well, hello, Enid, and good afternoon. It is 5:36. We have an ambulance responding to a collision that happened just about 20 minutes ago. This is Roseville Road at Palm Avenue. Woodland, one lane blocked, eastbound 80 at Richards Boulevard. And as far as the weather goes, tonight lows in the mid-30s and then into the upper 50s on Saturday with increasing clouds expected on Sunday. Not a bad couple of days ahead of us. 57 degrees right now in South Sacramento. I'm Dan Mitchinson. We'll have more of Enid Live coming up next, along with your calls on AM 1320 KCTC.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel. The only channel left.
The Morning Retort with Scott and Sam.
Rooftop removal by helicopter a la Saigon in 1975.
That's exactly right. You know, he talked to you last night about not failing in Iraq, but of course this avoids the central point that we failed in Iraq as soon as we went in there. And he doesn't want to hear now about, well, what happens if the surge business doesn't work, as most people think it won't.
We have Ron Reagan on the phone with us from Seattle.
Scott and Sam's mornings, 5:30 to 9 on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Everyone has his or her own standards. And when it comes to certified pre-owned vehicles, dealerships are no different. You see, there are some dealerships out there that actually set their own standards when it comes to certifying their pre-owned vehicles. The AutoWest dealers at the Roseville Auto Mall prefer to go by the strictest standards out there, the standards set by the factory. And since we're part of the biggest car buying and selling company around, we offer more factory-certified pre-owned vehicles than any other dealer in all of Northern California. So when you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, factory-certified or otherwise, remember that Auto West offers more makes and models than anyone. Come and visit us off Highway 80 at the Roseville Auto Mall or on the web at AutoWest.com. The Auto West Auto Group at the Roseville Auto Mall. Bigger and better, even by the strictest of standards.
Ever wonder why so many smart people shop here at Smart and Final? Ma'am, excuse me, can you tell me the circumference of the Earth?
Yes, measured at the equator?
Sure.
24,901.55 miles.
Amazing! Sir, who is Walter Camp?
He's the guy that adapted rugby into the sport now known as football.
Incredible. Why do you think so many smart people shop at Smart and Final?
Oh, that's easy. It's the smaller, faster warehouse store. So say you're throwing a big game party like I am this weekend. They've got everything you need here. Appetizers, deli meats, desserts, not to mention a great selection of beverages. And to top it off, you get low warehouse prices.
So what would you tell the people out there who don't shop at Smart and Final?
Oh, I got two words for those people. Get smart.
Now through February 7th, get Smart Advantage savings on family-sized Ruffles or Lay's potato chips, 17 to 20 ounce, just $3.19 each. And Bar-S sausage, 3 pounds, 2 packs for $6. Get smart. Smart and Final, the smaller, faster warehouse store.
Top three reasons I'm getting new appliances from the Home Depot. Number three, oven temperature should never be a guessing game. Number two, washing clothes on a rock in a river would be more efficient than my machine. And number one, after I save at the register, I can save on my energy bill.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 10% on Energy Star appliances of $297 or more. And get special deferred financing when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. Saving energy or money, whatever your reason for updating old appliances, you'll find loads of exciting innovations and the latest styles to spice up your home efficiently. And all from brands you trust, like GE, Maytag, and LG. Hurry into the Home Depot for 10% off Energy Star appliances of $297 or more and get special deferred financing. Just look for that blue Energy Star logo and start burning less energy and less green at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through January 28th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Come for the jazz.
stay for the cuisine.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Presenting the freshest and most tempting and succulent sushi, Thai and Chinese delights.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Live jazz every Saturday night from 7 to 10. This week featuring acclaimed jazz artist Henry Robinette.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
8473 Elk Grove Boulevard in the Walmart Shopping Center. Open 7 days a week. Check out NaraFusion.com for more information.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
540 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7 on this wonderful Friday where we're leaping into the arms of the weekend and leaping out of the frying pan into the fire of the Scooter Libby trial. We've been talking about that. Some of you have called in. You want to know who Paul Krugman writes for? He writes for the New York Times, but they syndicate him. So the next day, his columns appear on, Friday, I think maybe Thursday, no, Friday and Monday, I think. Maybe more, but the next day you will see him in the Sacramento Bee usually. So if you, he was in today's New York Times, look for this column in tomorrow's Sacramento Bee on the op-ed pages. But that is who he primarily writes for in answer to a number of questions. And I want to also add to the conversation, here's what the feeling is. The feeling is that Dickey's going to do whatever he wants because the Democrats don't have the spine to stand up to him. Dickey doesn't know we fired him in November. He's clearing out his desk. Well, maybe he's clearing out his desk. Maybe he's clearing out his mind in case there was ever anything in there. It was a little, it was a vacant sign on his mind, I think. In any event, do we have the spine? How can we demonstrate to Democrats and help them develop the spine as they are representing us? And also, Robert Gates believes that we are emboldening the enemy with this non-binding and a little bit wimpy resolution that Bush should not go forward. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. I think the enemy is plenty emboldened. I don't think anything we do is going to change much. Bob in Folsom, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, Bob here. Listen, I just wanted to say I think that we've got to give the Democratic leadership in the Congress time to take charge of the Congress. I mean, they've only been in office a few weeks, and, the Bush folks have been in charge for 6 years unfettered, and it's going to take some time before we can shift the power to our side.
Okay, so you think it's a matter of time and they're going to step up to the plate? I don't know.
I do, but we have a role in that to make sure it happens.
Well, I think we do. I think we let them know we support this.
Absolutely, and we keep them informed of what we learn from the Internet. I saw today a great article on TomPaine.com that explained how they manipulate oil prices. And the big question we've all been asking ourselves is, why did oil prices go down in September and October, and then right after the election they bumped right back up? Because the world market price for oil didn't follow that trend at all. But the answer is in that article. They're manipulating the price of oil in the United States, domestic price of oil.
Well, there's very little that they aren't manipulating, but I thank you for referring us to that piece, Bob. Thanks very much for calling. 349-1320. Secrecy is at issue. Listen to this. The Bush administration has employed extraordinary secrecy in defending the NSA's highly classified domestic surveillance program. They won't even let judges see. The judges cannot see its secret filings. Judges have to make appointments to review them. They are not allowed to keep copies. I mean, this is an amazing totalitarian administration. Suzanne in Rancho. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to make two comments. One, I listen to you guys constantly, and I think we forget that mainstream America does not know what we know. They really don't hear the things that the people listening to your station hear.
I think, let me jump in here. I think you could be right about that. And I I spent some time in a little town that I refer to as the place that time forgot. And in that little town, there's nothing but conservative talk radio. Nothing at all. There is no pushback from any other kind of talk radio. And most of talk radio remains conservative. So even if you're in a larger place than the time land that time forgot, you are often not going to get this point of view. You're really going to have to scramble for it. If you're in a big city, you will get it through some of the media. But if you're in a middle-sized place, you probably don't have a lot of access to this information.
Yeah, I'm not even actually so much talking about radio, because most people, I would say, most people don't listen to radio. I'm talking about the mainstream media.
I'm going to jump in here. A lot of people listen to radio, and I have to tell you that even though newspaper readership is declining and newspaper circulation is declining, you may be surprised to find that as quaint a medium as you regard radio as, the talk radio format in radio is growing, not declining. It's growing.
Oh, I don't think it's quaint, but what I'm saying is that most people, when they get off work, they go home, they sit down in front of their TV, and that's about the extent of...
Yeah, but when they drive home, don't they turn on the radio a lot of the time?
Mostly they listen to music, ridiculous, dumb music. But my comment is that I think there needs to be a concerted effort to really, really expose the things that are going on in this nation. And then... Two, I think as a nation, we need to ask ourselves, who do we want our country to serve? Do we want our country to serve us as individuals on a humanitarian level, or do we want our country to serve big business? If you ask yourselves that question, and hopefully it comes out in the favor of humanity, then you can start looking
at... But is it, let me jump in, Suzanne, is it an either-or situation? Can we not, you need to have some business, you need to, a country that's economically viable, but you also need some sort of a balance. Is it either-or, or do we have a balance?
You ask yourself the same question. Who do you want the economics to serve? Do you want the economics to serve humanity, or do you want the economics to serve as a very small part of society? When you have your values straight, economics will follow that, and it will be sound economics.
Suzanne, I thank you very much, and we'll ask the question that you're posing and see how people respond to it. 349-1320. Suzanne says it's an either-or situation, that you have to ask the question, who is being served, the nation or the business of the nation? Is there not a possibility that all elements can be served if there is a balance? Is that a possibility? 349-1320, 866-626. 1320. And I want to add something to this conversation as well. We've been talking, and I know you all think I'm just nuts. You think I'm so dopey, but I just have to throw this into the conversation. I think cell phones are, you know, they make life a lot easier. I think the science is not completely in on them. I think that there are studies that are a little bit unnerving and troubling. So I don't know if they are as unsafe as some of these studies might suggest. Maybe they're perfectly fine. But until we know for sure, I would say err on the side of caution. There is a school that is requiring its students to leave their cell phones at home. And I can't applaud more. I know a lot of parents feel more comfortable when their kids are available by cell phone. It's like an electronic monitoring system. But I think that that cell phones have become so annoying, and I'm going to tell you why as we continue. I love to eavesdrop. I think that, you know, if you are a novelist, if you're a writer, eavesdropping is so deliciously wicked. And cell phones have never made it easier. But can I say, it is so horrible to listen to people's ridiculous and boring cell phone conversations. I want to explore this with you because I think there's a real underside, besides the whatever the health issues are, I think there's a real underbelly to these cell phones. Joey, hi, you're live with Enid on AM 1320. Hi, Joey.
Hi, glad to be connected to your... I'm calling here in the state of Washington, a small, remote island.
Which island? Which island in the state of Washington?
Bainbridge Island.
Oh, that's a wonderful place. I love Bainbridge Island. I've taken the ferry over there many times.
And we listen to radios, especially your station.
Well, Joey, this is a good thing. So you want to take exception to the idea that radio is a quaint medium that nobody is listening to anymore?
Yes, because I listen to it every minute of the way, and I cannot interact because, you know, sometimes my cell phone is out of order. Okay. That's how the signal.
Well, we, you know what? This is music to our ears, Joey, and we thank you very much. I'm delighted that you called. 349-1320, Bainbridge Island is one of the most magical, beautiful places on this planet. And you get that a ferry from Seattle. I'm sure many of you know all about that. And I once bought an antique, a little, a kind of a tureen on Bainbridge Island that I schlepped all the way back to the Bay Area, this thing that I hoped wouldn't break on my way back. Oh, anyway, you don't want to hear about that. 349-1320, we're talking about politics. We're also talking about cell phones. We want to talk about lifestyle issues, the downside, the underbelly of having a cell phone, of always not being where you are. 349-1320, 866, 626, 1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 KCTC. Time now to check traffic and weather together with Dan Mitchinson.
All right. Well, I bet that ferry ride over to Bainbridge Island a lot better than we're having right now here in Sacramento. You may want to watch for some brake lights. Northbound Cap City Freeway past Arden Way, we have a two-car crash. That's backing things up. Southbound 99 also backed up this evening. Typical Friday night ride home. And Fruit Ridge Road at 44th Street, we have a hit-and-run reported. No injuries, however. Your updated forecast, few clouds overnight. Look for a low near 33, and then tomorrow, sunshine and clouds, mid to upper 50s, a little bit warmer, and a few more clouds on Sunday. That's a look at traffic and weather together. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live, and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm what you've all been waiting for, the world famous
Enid Goldstein.
All right, let's see what you can do. Take it away.
On AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel.
It's the most patriotic radio station in America.
I love America!
Really?
AM 1320. Sacramento's Left Channel.
Our job is to question authority.
Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call Kitchen Mart, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
Kitchen Mart can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. Kitchen Mart is a one-stop shop, providing services at craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50, or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let Kitchen Mart help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland Showroom opening soon.
Allied Insurance. Allied Insurance gives you the confidence to feel independent. Further information at alliedinsurance.com. Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. Allied Insurance.
Hi, I'm Michelle Shockley, going places on AM 1320 KCTC. Ladysmith Black Mambazo is at the Crest Theater for one night only on January 25th. The Esquire IMAX Theater opens Hurricanes on the Bayou Friday, January 26th. This movie offers an emotional, music-driven, giant-screen ode to the vital swamps and undying spirit of New Orleans. The Northern California Home and Landscaping Expo is happening Friday through Sunday at Cal Expo. And the Camellia Symphony Orchestra presents the concert Urban Landscape at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium on Saturday evening. This concert will feature the great blues harmonic virtuoso Corky Siegel. Also, mark your calendars for the Greater Sacramento Urban League's Diversity Job Fair coming up Thursday, February 8th, also at the Sacramento Memorial Auditorium. I'm Michelle Shockley, going places for AM 1320 KCTC.
Honey! Honey!
What? What's wrong? Where have you been? And why is your face red?
I was at Cache Creek, and now I've got this fever.
Oh, come here. You're burning up.
Cash fever jackpots, hon. They're hitting all the time. Can you turn the air on?
Oh, my goodness. Your pockets are swollen.
Those jackpots. They start at $20,000 and hit by $30,000. And I had my Cash Club card in, and bam!
Bam?
Boom! They do that all week long, every single week. All these Cash Club members winning. We have to go back.
You need to rest.
I can't rest. I've got cash fever, and there's only one cure.
A cool washcloth on your forehead?
No! Cash fever jackpots and water. I'm really dehydrated.
Of course you are.
Cash fever jackpots only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Just take I-80 to 505 North, then west on Highway 16. Check the growing cash fever jackpots online at cachecreek.com.
Get the fever!
Learn something fun this year. From digital photography to Tai Chi, check out Sacramento State's College of Continuing Education, Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Log on to cce.csus.edu for courses and classes and details.
We'll be right back.
4 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live, yours until 7. I want to add to the conversation, which has been largely political, having to do with Scooter Libby, and again, it being reported that Karl Rove and Dan Bartlett have been subpoenaed. So this trial is going to be really interesting. And Dick Cheney will testify, and I cannot imagine that he will tell the truth. I just cannot imagine it. So I'm afraid to have any kind of high hopes that finally the truth will come out about this horrible administration. I mean, it is coming out, but that they will pay the price in some sort of an indictment that we hope that they'll pay. I'm afraid to hope it, but maybe it'll happen. You know, you never know. You never know. All right, here's what's happening in schools around the country, and it's happening in Wisconsin, but other places as well, and that schools in the USA are cracking down on students whose cell phones disrupt classes and make it easier to cheat. And here's, you know, you've got a situation, too, where you go to an event, you go to a concert, you go to a play, you go to something that you've paid, a nice amount for the ticket, and inevitably, at the worst possible moment, somebody's cell phone goes off. Even in meetings, even in courtrooms, people's cell phones are going off. And for somebody like moi, your goddess, who I always think that eavesdropping is one of life's most deliciously wicked activities, and I don't care. I don't care if it's like up there with sloth, one of the greatest evils. I don't really care. I just think it's lots of fun. I've had my fill of it. I have to say, everybody talking on cell phones makes eavesdropping not so much fun anymore and annoying. And I cannot tell you why I find it annoying to be in close quarters or not close quarters and people are yakking away on a cell phone. And I'm thinking, are these conversations all that important? I mean, ask yourself, how many important conversations do you really have in a day? I think there's a health issue. I think there's low-level radiation, and people don't want to acknowledge it, especially for little kids whose brains and bodies are still developing to be as tethered to cell phones as they are. I think that's an issue. But what is the downside of always being in touch? What is the downside of it? The downside of it, I think, is not being where you are. You are not where you are. You're where you are, and you are not where you are. You're someplace else. You're not even cognizant of your surroundings because you're yakking away on the phone, and is it really that important a conversation? And the other element that I think happens with cell phones that we are just beginning to think about, and that is everybody's so busy chattering, there's no more quiet anymore. Hard to find a place where it's quiet. It's, if you're outside, there's traffic, there's noise, there's, you know, busy streets, there's television, there's radio, there's the internet, there's your iPod, there's music, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that stand between you and solitude. And the reason I think that solitude is important, I think that quiet is important, is it's in those quiet spaces where you find yourself and where the truth can really come out. That's where you can find all kinds of magic. And if you are doing creative work in your life, if you are a writer, if you're a musician, if you are an actor, that's where all of the, you know, you can't, if there's too much chattering going on, if there's too much noise, if there's too much of everything going on, you can't.
Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. $40 a month, all the local and long distance calls you can make anytime, and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8, Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
With the new strategy. Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, a CBS News military consultant, checked with a source.
The official I spoke with at the Pentagon said while they had no knowledge of an impending announcement for additional forces over the 21,000 called upon, that certainly they would entertain a request by General Petraeus should he decide more forces are required, particularly if we saw some success that needed to be reinforced.
General David Petraeus was confirmed today as the new top commander in Iraq. CBS News national security correspondent David Martin broke the truth story, and there's more.
There is also planning going on for more troops in Afghanistan, where just this week an entire army brigade of about 3,500 soldiers had their tour of duty extended by 4 months so that the force levels there could increase in anticipation of what is expected to be heavy fighting this spring.
The Defense Department today gave a new account of last week's sneak attack in the Shiite holy city of Karbala. Insurgents disguised as American soldiers breezed past a checkpoint and drove right into a military compound. Afterward, officials said one U.S. soldier was killed, but today, CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports the deaths of four other soldiers were attributed to that attack.
The U.S. soldiers were actually abducted and found as far as 25 miles away from the initial attack. Three of them dead at that point, another mortally wounded. The assailants had worn U.S. military fatigues, driven black SUVs, and spoke English, according to Iraqi officials.
Four suspects have been arrested. A search and rescue operation is underway in the Pacific about 50 miles off the California coast. A military helicopter based at Naval Air Station North Island in Coronado crashed this afternoon with four people aboard. Officials say at least one person was killed. Democrats accuse Senate Republicans of blocking their drive to raise the federal minimum wage. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has the story.
First, Senate Republicans blocked the minimum wage increase, insisting tax breaks for small businesses that hire low-wage workers had to be attached. Democrats agreed, but say the Republicans now are slow-walking the bill by proposing 170 amendments. It is, in effect, a filibuster, and a vote next week will determine if 60 senators can be found to move ahead with the minimum wage hike that passed the House 2 weeks ago.
Authorities across the South are hunting for Christopher Gay, a prisoner who escaped Sunday as he was being driven from Texas to Georgia to face charges. Police say Gay stole a Walmart tractor trailer, which he abandoned after a chase near his mother's home near Nashville. Now they believe he's the man who stole singer Crystal Gayle's tour bus and drove it to a racetrack in Lakeland, Florida, telling the manager he was there to pick up NASCAR driver Tony Stewart. The Dow down 15 points today. This is CBS News.
Did you know your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury may be trying to tell you something? Just look at your oil change sticker or your odometer. They tell an important message, when to change your oil. And when it is time, be sure to visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer.
I can help.
Right now, the Works Fuel Saver Package is just $36.95 or less. That's a Motocraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, fluid top off, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $36.95. And no appointment is necessary. Now that's convenient. Genuine Ford parts. Expert service. Low prices. We've got everything you need.
You need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Hurry into your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. See participating dealership for service hours and details through 31807.
From the Rocky Mountains to New England, Arctic cold has settled over the northern half of the country. For some people in Minnesota, that's the cue for an outdoor carnival. WCCO Radio's Bruce Hagovic has the story.
The St. Paul Winter Carnival is a celebration of cold weather, including ice sculptures. Courtney Pika is using a chainsaw to carve out an ornate ice sculpture. Then he uses a hot clothesiron to finish it off.
Irons are nice because they help smooth away the ice, and they also give it a nice glass-like appearance.
Ice sculptures include Elvis and the Cadillac, dragons, and nature scenes. And with weekend temperatures dropping below zero, there's no concern about melting. Bruce Hagovic, CBS News, St. Paul, Minnesota.
The East Coast gets a royal visit this weekend. Britain's Prince Charles and his wife Camilla arrived in Philadelphia today. Tomorrow, they'll visit Independence Hall and see the Liberty Bell. Sunday in New York, the prince will receive an award from Harvard Medical School's Center for Health and the Global Environment. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Five minutes after 6 o'clock. Welcome to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until seven. And this is the day of the week when we throw it all into the pot. Enid Live is like a train anyway. But there's so many loose ends that we need to tie up by the end of the week. And we love to entertain your phone calls, because the more of you who call, the more vibrant the conversation. And this is a conversation that takes place Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. Monday through Friday, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. And the conversation is immeasurably richer when you participate in it. Because instead of having this going nowhere conversation with your dog, you can call us, especially when you are exercised about something. But it doesn't matter whether you have insight on something, whether you're taking exception to something that I'm saying. It doesn't matter whether we agree or we disagree. If you have a good point to make, we love to hear from you. And remember, you probably will be talking to more people than you will meet in the whole rest of your life. It won't cost you a penny to do it. And the numbers are 349-1320. All of the numbers to Enid Live are toll-free. 349-1320, 349-1320, or 866-626-1320, 866-626-1320. If you have only listened, but you have never called, we particularly want to hear from you as we're making our escape into the arms of the weekend. And we have lots of things that we have yet to consider. Let me tell you where we've been. Oh, and you can email me, by the way, Enid at kctc.com. If you are somewhere where it's hard to get good radio reception or you're out of town, we stream live. We're live and we're interactive, 1320leftchannel.com, 1320leftchannel.com. We have talked about a lot of things. We were talking about Chuck Hagel, the possible presidential candidacy of Chuck Hagel. A lot of you weighed in on that to say that he may sound good when it comes to Iraq and his anger at sending extra troops, but he's not so good when it comes to issues of a woman's right to choose. Planned Parenthood apparently doesn't give him very high marks, and the environmentalists don't give him such high marks either. But your thoughts about Chuck Hagel. We've also been talking a lot about the Valerie Plame Scooter Libby trial. And what we know, it's just being reported that Karl Rove and Dan Bartlett have been subpoenaed. Dick Cheney is scheduled to testify in that trial. So far, it has not gone well for Scooter Libby, who was Dick Cheney's chief of staff. He hasn't been... what the charge he's facing isn't the crime of leaking Valerie Plame's identity. It's lying about leaking her identity. And some of you have called in who are big Rush Limbaugh listeners to that big fat old bloviator, that old gas bag on the other station, the guy who has already said that what he cares about is developing the largest audience he can, holding them for as long as he can so that he can charge the most confiscatory advertising rates that he can. So is he telling the truth? A lot of the times he's not. But he knows what his listeners want to hear, and he gives it to them. So you guys listen to him. He fires you all up, and then you come over to me, moi, your radio goddess, and you try to let me have it. But unfortunately, since he's making it up, he has not armed you with any of the facts. So you come over here, babes in the woods, sputtering, like, you know, sputtering around, your arms are flailing, trying to make a point that you can't make because it's not true. And when I refer you to, you can Google the information, you could look it up, you could go to the New York Times, you could go to the Washington Post, you know, you could go online, you can find the information, you're still sputtering, you're flailing away, you can't make a specific, you can't give me a specific fact or a specific incident. And so it's sort of, you know, he's not doing you a favor. You ought to be listening here. Now, if it's a matter of opinion, we can certainly have a discussion about opinion. You know, if you like something, if you like a pasta and I don't, we can have a discussion of opinion. But that's not an issue of fact. It's not an issue of fact of whether pasta is good or it isn't. And you never can really arbitrate taste. Taste is individual and each to his or her own taste. But when it comes to facts, facts do mean something, even though they mean nothing whatever to this administration. We've also been talking about Paul Krugman, one of my favorite columnists. He always has something really good to say, and he's not afraid to say it. And he's talking about the level of partisanship that exists right now. And the level, he says, of nastiness in politics is not because we have lost our manners or because things are so polarized. He said the reason things are so polarized has not so much to do with the politics as the fact that there is a certain inequality of distribution of resources, of wealth in this country. And when things are at a more equal footing, there is much more bipartisanship. And he refers us back to FDR and the New Deal, which instituted a whole new level of bipartisanship. He talks about this administration trying to dismantle the New Deal, trying to dismantle Social Security, trying to dismantle and tax cuts for the richest. Under this administration, we have greater income inequality than we have seen since pre-New Deal years. And we're talking now the 20s. Are the early 30s. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. And we are adding to this discussion when we're talking about the president. He is going, CBS News is reporting that even more than 21,000 troops may be involved in going to Iraq. And there is no support for it. The Democrats have floated a non-binding resolution. But in any event, the new Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, believes that this only emboldens the enemies. And what we're afraid of is that the Democrats won't step up to the plate. So far, they have the power. And Dickey believes and is acting as though they are not going to use it. So he's going to skip along on his merry way, stamping his foot and saying, as he did in today's Washington Post, "I'm the decider. I'm the decider," he says, stamping his foot, flailing his arms madly. And what do the Democrats do? Nothing. They're standing around picking their noses, floating these non-binding resolutions. Russ Feingold is going to hold hearings next week in which they will try to cut off the money for Iraq. But he is banking, Dickey is banking on the Democrats not doing anything, not reining him in. The whole administration is. He has no support. The generals are not in favor of the surge. The military is not in favor of the surge. The American public fired Dickey in November, but Dickey doesn't realize it, and he's still cleaning out his drawers. And he's going to do what he wants to do, and we're not stopping him. And what can we do to stiffen the spine of the Democratic majority now? 349-1320. We're also talking about cell phones. Yesterday I talked about, earlier in the week I talked about how there was an experiment set up with a raw egg in the middle and two cell phones that were talking to each other, and at the end of 65 minutes they hard cooked the egg. It was hard boiled by the end of 65 minutes. Being within the, you know, close to these two cell phones that were engaged in talking back and forth to each other. It cooked the egg. We know that over, well, I think it was last week or the weekend before, a man in Vallejo, his cell phone caught fire. It was in his pocket and he sustained serious burns. And we do know that there has been research, and most recently coming out of England, announced this week, where certain kinds of tumors occur to a greater extent. You have a 40% greater chance of incurring one of these tumors if you have been using a cell phone for over 10 years. Well, so we know that. But there are schools now that don't want kids to have cell phones, which unnerves a lot of parents because this is how they tether their kids and feel comfortable that nobody's snatching them from the arms of the school they're supposed to be attending. Because they're disruptive and because, you know, it's hard enough for kids to focus. And everybody's chattering away on cell phones. And so the two underbellies I see besides any of the health issues that could be, you know, present is that when you're on a cell phone, you are not where you are. And when you're on a cell phone, you're not indulging in any kind of quiet. And you can't really be creative, really. I think a lot of creativity happens out of quiet. And there are fewer and fewer places where there is much quiet. So your thoughts about any of these, you're free to weigh in on any of these. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Rod in Sacramento. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Rod.
Hi. Been a while since I called Enid. And I am a conservative, but I listen to your show for entertainment purposes, which is all I can say it provides, because I don't get any intellectual stimulus from it at all.
But you listen. You're
but
always listening.
Listen.
Oh, well, we don't care why you listen. We're just thrilled that you do.
Yeah, when the talk's a little flat on the right-wing channels, I turn it over and listen to what you guys say. But the part of your mind that is tickled by progressive thought is the emotional side, not the intellectual side. And a few minutes ago, you said that the income inequality or disparity in this country is greater than it has been since the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
While this may be true, it's insignificant because the average American's income has risen, and my income has risen, and most people I know.
Yeah, but the cost of living has also risen.
Well, I know, but
so we're adjusting for cost of living, and so in real dollars.
This is a constant thing that's occurred since the beginning of this economic system.
All right, so what's your point, and how are you taking exception to what I have said? And I am quoting a pretty distinguished economist, Paul Krugman, here. So.
Well, I believe the quote, but I mean, basically, what that is you're trying to sprout a class envy. If I make enough to support my family and pay my bills, it doesn't matter to me what a CEO makes. Do you see what
the
I mean?
The CEO is
why
now making
I,
the
I
but it does it does
less?
Matter.
It doesn't benefit me.
Rod, it does benefit you in lots of ways.
It
and
does
let me
not.
Yes, it does.
Because I'm prosperous enough as it is.
But wait a
if
minute.
If somebody is more prosperous than me, cutting them down does not benefit me. It hurts America.
Well, how about Rod, stop for a moment. Stop for a moment and let's have a conversation. So stop filibustering and let's talk. Are you aware that CEOs make more than 400 times what an average worker makes? It's astronomically more than in previous times. Are you aware of that?
That doesn't bother me. They're under a lot more pressure. They're running they're more effectively running the country than the guy that's making 1/400th of them. So equality would come at a great price, considering this guy is.
Well, what if it's not? But you're making the assumption that we want to take away money from the CEO. Supposing we want to lift your wages so that there's not so great a disparity.
That's the same as taking money away from the CEO.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
I've worked for a company and I've run companies. I've been in management and such like. There's only so much pie, and if the white collar portion of the pie is decreased to if the blue collar portion is increased, the white collar portion has to decrease, or your administrator.
All right. So what are you taking exception with me and Paul Krugman on this issue? Because what he is saying here, and you will see it in the B tomorrow.
That'll be destructive to the country when everybody is quite prosperous in this country.
Are you saying everybody is quite prosperous in this country?
Everybody I know that has any incentive to work and do the proper things is doing quite well right now.
All of your friends are doing.
And the people that aren't making it are deadbeats.
So what about the people who are in high-tech land and their jobs were outsourced to India or to China? What about those folks?
It's wonderful because if they're in high-tech, they've got a wide range of experience and education, and they can move on to another field.
But then you have the government allowing those H-1 or 2B visas coming in, so that very people who are trained in high-tech from India, China, come in and work for a fraction of what our Americans work for in this country, and the government is allowing that so that the companies can operate at lower cost?
I'm not particularly, I'm not fond of that because I hate big government. I don't think it should be up to the government to allow that, but I certainly think that they should disallow that. You see what I mean? I don't think the government should dictate to businesses who they should hire, how much they should pay, or anything. I believe in the system that we've established, and I don't want to establish a class envy socialism because I believe that that will hurt us all. If the corporate earnings drop, and the people that are talented enough to run these businesses to take on these huge responsibilities feel that it is not worth it to them, the American economy as a whole will grow less competitive, and that will affect the blue collar.
Well, region. I really wish I were as intellectually savvy as you are, Rod, but to tell me how we are lacking in intellectual content on Enid Live, and please be specific.
Because you cater to the emotional response, and the emotional response is somebody makes 400 times more than me, and that's bad.
What Paul Krugman is saying is that the level of bipartisanship is linked to the level of income equality. And when things are more equal, there is a greater amount of, there's less polarization. Is polarization, let me ask you this, is polarization, political and otherwise, political and economic, a good thing for our country?
Polarization as far as skill levels and management and blue collar.
No, I'm talking about, no, that isn't my question. My question is polarization, insofar as economic polarization and political polarization, are these two polarizations good for our country? Is it? Are they?
I don't see them, and I don't think they're destructive, okay?
Think they're destructive to the country? You think that political polarization...
No, if somebody makes more money than me, I don't envy them at all. I make enough. If I need to make more money, I can get more skill sets, and then I can go on to that level.
Rod, what do you do for a living?
I'm an automotive technician.
And can I ask you ballpark what you make?
Not as much as people should make.
Not as much. Well, no, are you making?
It's a highly skilled industry, and we don't make as much because we're not in the crooked labor union or anything else to benefit.
Are you making six figures?
Of course not.
You're not. No. But you said you were making enough, and you're supporting a family of how many?
Correct. I have one child and a spouse.
Uh huh.
And we both work, and we do. I mean. Fair
enough. Wouldn't you like to make more money? You know, wouldn't you like to have, you know, the boss
I would,
you work
but
for?
If I acquire more skills, or my spouse does, I can make more money. I don't fault the system for what I make because what I make is dependent upon how much I put in. You see what I mean?
Well, maybe it isn't. Maybe.
And give me money.
Well, wait, Red. Well, maybe, Rod, the system is a little bit rigged against you. Have you ever stopped to think about that?
I'm not a victim. I will not be a victim. Because the system isn't rigged against me. I could have pursued my education further.
Do you have a college? Do you have a college?
I can go to a more prosperous shop.
Uh-huh.
I can do. I mean, there's many options to me. I can start my own business if I feel that the risk is worth the greater return.
Yeah, but
so
you're
how
not.
How can I say the system has cheated me when there's so much opportunity?
Well, in many ways, the system does cheat you. First of all, It shifted the tax burden to you from the very rich in this country, so
that's
it has shifted
true,
it on the backs of the middle class. Yes, it is
I
true.
I make less than $40,000 a year. When Bush did his tax cut, I got a substantial tax cut.
I don't think you did at $40,000. You did not get
a substantial tax cut. I did, and my boss did. And when my boss got a relief, because he makes a very good income.
How much did you get in the way of...
My boss gave us all a dollar an hour raise when he got the Reagan tax cut that supposedly only benefits the rich.
Reagan? You mean the Bush tax cut? How much, can I ask you, on a $40,000 a year salary, how much of a tax cut did you get?
Well... When I consider that I got a dollar an hour raise as a result also of the tax cuts.
I mean, what everybody was saying...
His tax situation increased. He paid his five workers each an additional dollar an hour, which is a substantial raise, as a result of the tax cut. Okay, now his income is in the six-figure range, and this is a direct example of how these tax cuts trickle down to me. And I've heard you time and time again tell me that the tax cut didn't benefit me.
No, it's the amount of a pizza a week or a month. And look at the services that
it
have
was
been
an increase. And because my boss, with his six-figure income, got a tax break, he paid all of his workers more money. This is exactly how tax cuts work to grow the economy. And,
all right,
and I couldn't think of a better example.
We're going to leave it there. We're going to let people respond. We're going to leave it there, and we're going to let people respond. Rod, this is what's so wonderful about Enid Live, and we're delighted that you have called in. We're going to let people respond, so listen up to what you have said. And we are delighted that you called, and I urge you to call us again. So let's see how people respond to the points that you have made. And I thank you very much, Rod, for calling. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Well, moi, your goddess, can hardly compete intellectually with that. But what are your thoughts, and what do you think about what Rod had to say? You agree, you disagree. Angie and Sack, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Angie.
Oh, hi, Enid. I just wanted to respond to... I guess people need to be more educated as far as economics goes. You know, I make a six-figure income, and the tax break did not help me, okay? And it goes beyond earnings. It's all the costs. We're talking about the salary gap. You know, the more you have...
What Rod is saying is that if you are making more money, it's because you're a deadbeat. That you can make as much as you want, and if you're not doing it, it's not that the system is rigged against you, it's a deadbeat. And furthermore, there's no intellectual content on Enid Live. We're going to leave it there. Angie, I thank you for the call. 349-1320. We have one line open, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Intellectualist Fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's Left Channel. Time now to check traffic and weather together on AM 1320 KCTC with our own Dan Mitchinson.
Thank you again, Enid, and good evening. 625 right now. We'll start in South Sacramento. We have a collision there, non-injury. It's blocking at least one lane. This is northbound 99 at Sheldon Road. A couple of cars pulled over to the side as well, causing some slowdowns. First one's westbound 50, just west of northbound 5, and slow and go northbound 5 on the Q Street off-ramp, so keep your eyes open for that. Also, it looks like we have a defective signal light at Fruit Ridge Road at 42nd. Updated forecast calling for overnight temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow should hit a high right around 59 degrees in Sacramento. I'm Dan Mitchinson, more Enid Live, and lots more of your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
The conversation just got smarter. It's Enid Live on AM 1320,
Sacramento's left channel.
Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota service center for the convenience and value of an Express Lube Plus. Toyota owners, oil and filter change and tire rotation, all in under an hour.
Ever wonder why so many smart people shop here at Smart and Final? Ma'am, excuse me, can you tell me the circumference of the Earth?
Yes, measured at the equator?
Sure.
24,901.55 miles.
Amazing! Sir, who is Walter Camp?
He's the guy that adapted rugby into the sport now known as football.
Incredible. Why do you think so many smart people shop at Smart and Final?
Oh, that's easy. It's the smaller, faster warehouse store. So say you're throwing a big game party like I am this weekend. They've got everything you need here. Appetizers, deli meats, desserts, not to mention a great selection of beverages. And to top it off, you get low warehouse prices.
So what would you tell the people out there who don't shop at Smart and Final?
Well, I got two words for those people. Get smart.
Now through February 7th, get Smart Advantage savings on Crystal Geyser Water. 35 half-liter bottles, two cases for $9 plus CRV. And Stouffer's Party Size Lasagna serves 12, just $8.99. Get smart. Smart and Final, the smaller, faster warehouse store.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company.
Hi, I'm Linda Clayton for Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. You want the best? You go to Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers and you'll be treated the best. You'll have the best of the best. And that is why they've been voted for so many years the best place to buy jewelry in Sacramento. Gazetta & Company specializes in designer jewelry. They have the fine, ideal cut diamonds that you're looking for. So why waste your time going anywhere else? You'll always get that warm, friendly service and you'll talk face-to-face with the authorities in bridal design. No one sells more designer jewelry and fine quality diamonds than the experts at Gazetta & Company Fine Jewelers. So don't miss out on the best of the best at Gazetta & Company. 805 Howe Avenue Plaza and in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center in Roseville. Tell them Linda Clayton sent you.
For love and romance, don't take a chance. Gazetta & Company. You'll find it.
People coming to the Elk Grove Auto Mall? Let's hear it from our customers.
I found exactly what I was looking for. The selection here is incredible.
I've been shopping all over, and here I got what I wanted. It was great. Couldn't have been easier.
It was closer. Seriously, it was a short drive, and I got a great deal on the car I wanted.
That's right. More and more people are coming to the Elk Grove Auto Mall. They're coming for the savings and the selection with all of the area's top dealers and all the great brands. But they're coming for one more reason, and that's the way we do business, treating you the way you want to be treated when buying a new or used vehicle. It's the way we started doing business on day one, and it's the way we're still doing business today. Take the short drive to the Elk Grove Auto Mall. You're going to like what you see, because whatever you're looking for, you'll find it all at the Elk Grove Auto Mall, Highway 99 at the Elk Grove Boulevard exit, or visit us online at ElkGroveAutoMall.com.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Come for the jazz, stay for the cuisine.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Presenting the freshest and most tempting and succulent sushi, Thai and Chinese delights.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
Live jazz every Saturday night from 7 to 10. This week featuring acclaimed jazz artist Henry Robinette.
Nara's Restaurant and Bar.
8473 Elk Grove Boulevard in the Walmart Shopping Center. Open 7 days a week. Check out NaraFusion.com for more information.
Crocker Ranch by JMC Homes. Why live anywhere else?
The Galleria.
Fine dining.
Good schools.
New homes from the 300,000s to over 1 million.
The quality and convenience of life you've dreamed about.
Log on to jmchomes.com. That's jmchomes.com. Or take the short drive to Crocker Ranch in West Roseville, Highway 65 to Blue Oaks Boulevard.
Why live anywhere else?
The line is forming to the left. It's Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel.
Check it out. Going out on a late night. Looking tight, feeling nice.
6:29 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. I am yours until 7, 3 to 7, weekdays on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. We have one line open, 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Either of those numbers will work. And we had a caller, Rod, who said that he thinks it's that there's no intellectual content in my program and that he is a conservative, but he listens mostly for amusement value. And he said that this administration is helping him a lot. And if people want to make 400 times what he makes as this huge gap between the rich and the poor in this country, hey, more power to them. That if you don't make any money in this country, it is because you are a deadbeat. I said we would put it out there, and what are your thoughts about that? Steve in SAC, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
I missed all of the negative things that Rod said. I came in at the end, so I didn't hear him say that your show did not have intellectual content. I didn't hear that part. So if he said it, then, you know, you have it on a recorded line or whatever, but I didn't hear him say that. But I did agree with him as far as, you know, people do make choices, and I do think that it has nothing to do with the Republican or Democrat in the sense that this is a land of opportunity, and based on the choices that you make, you can make more money. I myself didn't hardly make any money, and then I got a job, and I closed, you know, a six-figure income last year. I haven't done that this year because I'm self-employed as well. But I wouldn't have had that opportunity had it not been, you know, the type of country that we live in. And I think we get caught up a lot on the Democrat and Republican side and don't recognize that, you know,
I'm gonna correct
there's
you.
Opportunities out there.
I'm going to correct you on one thing. It's Democratic and Republican.
Okay.
Democratic. All right. But let me just say something. Good for you. That is really wonderful that you were able to work the system and go from 0 to 60 in a fairly short time. That is a wonderful thing. But there is also a huge income inequality in this country, a system that's getting rigged against the ordinary working person, a great disparity between the very rich earning, multiples of hundreds, 400, 500 times what an ordinary worker works, and what Paul Krugman and other economists are saying is that when you have those huge gaps like that, you have that huge amount of inequality, what you have is a polarized society, both economically and politically. That's what he is saying.
Right.
And that when there's more equality, when you have like a New Deal, when there's more equality, you have more equality in the economy of the society. You have less partisanship in the political aspect of the society. That's what he's saying.
Right. Well, you know, when Clinton was in, I felt it was very prosperous. However, when Bush was in, you know, I excelled as well. So I'm looking forward. I know that we'll probably have another Democrat. And I'm looking forward because I'm a little more conscientious now than I was, say, in the years past. I'm going to compare the two. Because, see, I'm in the center. I'm not pro-Republican or pro-Democrat. I'm a realist. So I listen to both channels. And I think, and I hear how, you know, how Congress, unfortunately, doesn't have a bipartisan way of governing. And I think that's what's carrying the country up. But I'm going to monitor it very closely on this election and see how it is.
All right,
I believe that we don't give each side a chance to work. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Steve, we're going to leave it there, and I am delighted that you called, delighted that you're doing so well, and thank you. 349-1320, 866-626, 1320, Claudia in El Dorado Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
My first time calling in.
Oh, we're delighted. Welcome.
Thank you. I wasn't going to comment on what you're talking about right now, although I don't agree with that gentleman.
Rod. His name is Rod. He doesn't know that the system is rigged against him, but go ahead.
But I just wanted to bring up a comment from the State of the Union.
Mm-hmm.
When a gentleman on the night of the State of the Union it was when you had your show after the State of the Union, and the gentleman commented that Nancy Pelosi's lips and mouth was moving around, and some kind of comment about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I was watching and listening intently to Bush, I saw it, and I felt for her because I felt what she was doing was that was kind of getting out her frustration from his speech.
So that was your take on it?
Absolutely.
Okay, Claudia, I thank you very much. We're delighted that you called us. 349-1320-866-626-1320. Chris in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Enid. I wanted to respond to Rod.
Mm-hmm.
He's a typical conservative. They all seem to talk over you. You have to say their names over and over and over because they're spouting what they've heard on Rush and the other horrible...
Rush and those other whores, yes. Junkies, yes.
He's self-centered. He can't see anyone else's problem. He says everyone he knows. Well, he doesn't know the people who are struggling, obviously, because he said everyone he knows. He said his wage got the trickle-down effect. $1 an hour? Is he, I mean, like you say, maybe a pizza a month.
He said he got a big tax break. He said the tax cut really kicked in for him. But what economists are telling us is the people who got the biggest tax break were the richest 1% in this country. And there really was no, you know, David Stockman said the trickle-down economics was voodoo economics. It really doesn't work.
Yeah, there people like Rod are brainwashed. They don't get any other information. And it's hard to get. But if he listens to you, he should at least have a clue.
No, he says, I have no intellectual content in my show. It's only emotions that are being addressed on Enid Live.
And he doesn't feel how his emotions are being jerked around.
Apparently, no. He says it's me, not him.
Well, he's, you know, people are not doing well. So many kids have had to move in with their parents.
Well, can I tell you, the foreclosure rate in the state of California is very high. It's very high in Sacramento. It's high all over the place here. Foreclosure in Sacramento in the area is up sharply. This is from the Bee. Sharp rise in foreclosures generally in the capital region. Los Angeles, more Californians are at risk, with the LA Times reporting, at risk of losing their homes. So if everything's so perky, how is it the foreclosures are at the rate that they are? So we're going to leave it there. Chris, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. We have one line open, 866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320, Sacramento's left channel. Time to check traffic and weather together on AM 1320 KCTC with Dan Mitchinson.
Thank you, Enid. It is 6:38. We have a collision. This one apparently a non-injury, northbound 99 at Laguna Boulevard in South Sacramento. An earlier collision being cleaned up, northbound 99 at Sheldon Road. And seen a lot of taillights still into downtown Sacramento on 5 South. Updated forecast for the next couple of days. Look for a few high clouds tomorrow with a high right around 58 degrees. Maybe a little bit warmer on Sunday, but we'll also see a few more clouds pushing into the area. And lows tonight should be in the lower to mid-30s. That's a look at traffic and weather together. I'm Dan Mitchinson. More Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
The people have spoken. It's radio in the left zone. You're listening to Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's left channel.
Safeway makes football party planning easy. Come in today. Pick up made-to-order signature sandwiches, mouth-watering signature St. Louis-style ribs, and more. All sure to make your football party a hit. Safeway. Ingredients for life. Great news. Now, no matter where you work, there's a Bare Bones Workwear store near you. All the boots and clothes you wear to work are at Bare Bones Workwear on Micron Avenue near Bradshaw and Highway 50, and now at the brand new store on the corner of Madison and Manzanita. Whether you're a contractor, nurse, restaurant worker, firefighter, or trucker, they have all your favorite brands like Carhartt, Dickies, Ben Davis, and more. Get grand opening pricing on coveralls, pants, jackets, scrubs, rainwear, high-vis, and personal protection accessories. Bare Barebones Workwear also has a huge selection of work boots and slip-resistant shoes. Choose from Red Wing, Wolverine, Danner, Timberline Pro, Rocky, and more. It's all here, and it's all at the right price. Hard to fit? They'll custom order just the right size, just for you. It's the grand opening sale at Barebones Workwear on Madison at Manzanita and off Highway 50 in Bradshaw on Micron Avenue next to 24 Hour Fitness. Barebones Workwear. They have what you wear to work.
While driving to work one day, the GM here at Boomtown Reno looked out his window and had a brilliant idea. You know, he said, we're blessed to be in one of the most beautiful parts of the world, with spectacular mountains, plenty of soft, powdery snow, and one of the deepest, bluest lakes on earth. So what if we invited people to come and experience the glorious outdoors? Sure, they'd still enjoy the beautiful rooms, gourmet dining, and great entertainment. But I bet they'd appreciate all that even more after a day of fresh air and wide open spaces. And just like that, the Boomtown Sports Adventure Getaway was born. 3 days, 2 nights, and your choice of skiing at Tahoe's North Star Resort, snowmobiling, sporting clays, or fishing. Starting at $99 per person. For reservations, call 1-800-847-8009. Boomtown Casino Hotel, Reno. Exit 4 on I-80. Hello, friend. Must be 21 or older. Offer based on double occupancy. Rooms based on availability. Prices per person. Management reserves all rights.
At Elk Grove Honda, free lunch is back in style. Come into Elk Grove Honda and we'll give you a certificate for lunch with our new Elk Grove neighbors, the brand new Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, where the flavor is legendary. We think you'll agree, Elk Grove Honda has lots to offer. We're proud of our generous inventory of new Hondas, an exceptional selection of Elk Grove Honda certified used cars, an expanded, sparkling service and parts area, and a state-of-the-art collision repair facility. And here's the woman who keeps all the parts working together, Elk Grove Honda General Manager Maggie Tadlock.
We built Elk Grove Honda with our customers in mind. We think a pleasant shopping experience coupled with straight talk and fair prices add up to a good time.
Come into Elk Grove Honda and test drive a new Honda. And while you're here, be sure to ask for your free certificate to Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, where the flavor is legendary. We're Elk Grove Honda in the brand new Elk Grove Auto Mall, Highway 99 and Elk Grove Boulevard. Like Maggie says, Elk Grove Honda's Hondas are
cheap, cheap. Thinking of remodeling your kitchen or bathroom?
Call KitchenMark, Sacramento's most trusted remodeling expert since 1976.
KitchenMark can handle your project from start to finish, no matter what your budget. KitchenMark is a one-stop shop providing services in craft-made cabinetry, countertops, and more.
With their experienced team of designers and remodelers, handle your project.
Stop by their showroom today near Bradshaw and Highway 50, or see KitchenMartInc.com. Call 362-7080. That's 362-7080.
Let KitchenMark help you create the kitchen or bathroom of your dreams.
Watch for the Rockland Showroom opening soon.
You're listening to AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel, where you get a liberal dose of the truth applied daily, because it's your right to listen to the left. Miss a little, miss a lot. Stay with Enid on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel.
The things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the blood of the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah.
6:42 on the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. Yours until 7. Let's go right to the phones. We have one line open, 349-1320. Many of you responding to what Rod had to say. He's a conservative. Thinks that he listens to my show purely for amusement, as there is no intellectual content that he can identify in this program. He thinks it's fine that CEOs make 400 times what workers make. He says that if you don't make any money in the society, it is because you are a deadbeat, not because the system is rigged against you. Sarah and Zach, hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. So people like Rod really amuse me. I understand there's a website for the right-wing soldiers to come and get their marching points, and I wouldn't be surprised if that's a website that he visits, because the instructions there are to call progressive radio talk show hosts and make us all feel uncomfortable.
Wait, what do they say? And this is about Iraq. What do they tell us? What do they tell the right-wing to say to progressive hosts?
Well, I haven't been to the website myself, and I got it off of, I got it from Ed Schultz.
What's the name of the website?
I didn't write it down.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, if anybody knows, let me know, because we'll go look at it and see and prepare ourselves for the onslaught.
Yeah, because the right-wing show hosts are losing their audiences. And so,
is that it? Well, you know, this is so interesting to me, because a lot of them are liberals, actually, but they saw a career niche, and so they pretended to be whatever the, you know, what the market wanted was conservative hosts. So, you know, they'll be whatever you want them to be. They'll be conservative. It's very interesting. There's so little progressive talk in the country. There's so little of it, and yet the right wing is so nervous about us that they're trying to stomp all over what little progressive talk there is and have all these shills call in and try to affect the conversation.
Right, try to make us feel like we don't know what we're talking about. And I have a question for Rod. One of them is, how does he think the middle class was created in the first place? When the people who founded this country found the country, the first thing they did was put tariffs in place and supported the unions, and they wanted it to be so that they were being served by the economic system, not just the opposite, which would be serving the economic system.
But there was a time when it was the Gilded Age in this country, and when it was run by the economic elites. And what Krugman is saying, Paul Krugman is saying, you'll see it in tomorrow's B, is that when there's more financial economic equality, there's less partisanship, there's less polarization in every way in this country.
Absolutely. Our economic system is a pyramid right now, and it needs to be flattened out a little more.
Sarah, I'm delighted that you called. Thanks for doing it, and thanks for all the good info. 349-1320-866-620-6-1320. Mike, Orangevale. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Mike.
Enid, hi.
Hi.
Enid, you intellectually deprived entertainer, you.
That's true. That's me. That's moi. You've got it.
Just a couple things before your ratings go. Actually,
before my ratings really thud, you can hear it.
actually, talk radio. I was reading Al Franken today and reading one of his books today. Anything after talk radio's ratings are going up.
Yes, actually, it's one of the few media where the, you know, TV news, the ratings are going down. Well, newspaper circulation, the ratings are going down, but us, no.
Since the elections, the power brokers and the media and all six corporations that run everything say, wait a minute, we better cover this because the ratings are good. I mean, they see it as a money maker. Of course, it's a business. Two things real quickly. Rod used a phrase that I hadn't heard in quite some time, except as being discredited, the trickle-down theory.
Right.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be trickle-down.
Sounds like you, that trickle-down theory always sounded like you had a urological problem.
Yeah, I don't want to be trickle-down by anybody, especially Republicans, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, really.
But the other thing, Rod is an automotive technician, and whether he works for a domestic auto shop, one that specializes in Ford, GM, and Chrysler, et cetera, or a foreign shop, I'm sure that the parts he uses have been outsourced to Mexico for manufacture.
Well, he's also in a business that has the high demand. You know, we don't have technical schools like we once did, and we ought to have them, or a tech education like we ought to, or vocational, whatever you want to call it. So a guy like Rod, his skills are in demand. They're not outsourcing. You got a problem with your car, you're not going to drive to China to get it fixed.
Well, and I'm surprised he's only making $40,000 a year, especially if he's working for it in a poor dealership, given the cost of parts. And labor costs being starting around $85 an hour, which is what the shop gets.
Right.
And he feels fortunate to get a dollar an hour raise.
Right.
Or a dollar, whatever it is, or a dollar a day raise. I think Rod's phone-in was great because it stirred interest. I mean, it really, really sparked some debate. And he was a little more articulate than most conservatives I hear that call these things. But anyway, I just want to be trickled on, even though some men pay big money for that.
It's called voodoo economics. Mike, I thank you. I thank you very much for the call. Pleasure as always. 349-1320-866-2061-1320. Maxine in Lodi. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Maxine.
Hi, Enid. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Of course, I have a comment about Rod.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very interesting. He was so enamored with the fact that his employer received the tax break and passed it on to him, but he neglected to realize something very obvious.
Yes?
He didn't benefit from it.
He says he got a big
tax. He didn't earn it, and the government didn't pass it on to him. He was totally at the stake of his employer. And that's not the way our economic structure works.
He says that he got a big tax break at $40,000. So that isn't square what I've read and what I've heard, but he says that he did. So I don't know how unique his circumstances are. And then he got the raise because his employer got a big tax break, too. So he
it's unfortunate that he's beholden to his employer to make his life a success in economics.
Maxine, I thank you very much for the call. Appreciate the point that you made. 349-1320, 866-626-1320. Preston, calling from Denver. Hi, Preston.
Hi, Enid.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank
Good.
You.
Good.
Thanks for creating this forum where so many right-wing people feel comfortable enough to call in.
Yes, and because I'm so intellectually vapid, they don't feel challenged whatsoever, and I'm delighted that they do call in.
Yeah.
Vapid transit. That's how you get to Enid Live. Yes, Preston.
Well, anyway, I wanted to say that Webb's comment the other day about how much more the corporations are making than the workers, it made me think of Teddy Roosevelt. And I was just looking at his Wikipedia profile, and they have a quote from him where he addresses this very same point, and he said, "We wish to control big business so as to secure, among other things, good wages for the wage workers and reasonable prices for the consumers. Wherever in any business the prosperity of the businessman is obtained by lowering the wages of its workmen and charging an excessive price to the consumers, we wish to interfere and to stop such practices." So this is right out of the Republican tradition, and people have been so manipulated by Hewitt and Hannity and people like that that they are fighting their own tradition, their own intellectual and moral tradition. It's also out of the Bible that people shouldn't be getting ripped off like this. The gospel is always talking about economic justice. So I don't know. I just wanted to add that to the discussion.
Preston, a pleasure as always. You always add something wonderful to our discussions, and I'm delighted. Are you guys snowed in still in Denver?
We're warming up a little bit, although we're supposed to get a dusting.
I told you about a friend of mine who bought a convertible 24 hours before the first big snowstorm, the blizzard. He says it's going to be May before he's going to be able to drive it. But I hope he got a good bargain on it anyway.
Yeah.
I thank you for the call, Preston.
Sure thing.
949-1320-866-626-1320. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live on AM 1320 Sacramento's Left Channel. Time to check traffic and weather together on AM 1320 KCTC with Dan Mitchinson.
6:52 our time right now. We have a collision, non-injury, that's blocking a lane or two southbound 51. This is just south of Arden Way. Also, looks like we have another blocked lane. No real details on this one coming in yet at Watt Avenue at A Street. Your updated forecast, a few clouds overnight. Look for a low near 33. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s. Maybe a little warmer for you on Sunday. That's a look at traffic and weather together. More with Enid Live and your calls coming up next on AM 1320 KCTC.
According to Enid, we'll set you free. Call her now at 349-1320.
We're here with Blabber Becky to discuss SureWest's new wireless offer. So with a name like Blabber Becky, you must talk a lot, huh?
I talk and talk and talk and won't shut up. I mean, I can blab and blab for hours on end. That's why I just got SureWest Unlimited Calling. And now SureWest is offering free unlimited texting forever. So when I get tired of talking, I use my thumbs to text and text and text. And I send a bazillion text messages, so now my parents won't freak when they get the bill.
Plus, in addition to free unlimited texting forever, you also get a free Kyocera strobe phone with a cool keypad that makes texting super easy just for signing up with SureWest. So what do you say, Blabber Thumbs?
I give it 2 thumbs up.
Get it now. This offer won't last forever. Stop by a showroom or call 866-SureWest for full details. Log on to SureWest.com for an exclusive online offer. So for wireless, digital TV, high-speed internet, local or long-distance calling, when all you really want is everything, SureWest. Restrictions apply. New activation required. Texting offer applies to original customer only and uninterrupted service. Excludes taxes, fees, and rebates.
it's Jerry Healy. For many years, you and I got each weekday started in a positive direction with a feel-good moment. Something inspirational or humorous or religious or patriotic or thought-provoking, but always positive. Now we're enjoying feel-good moments on the weekend with a half hour of them right here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30. And I'm proud to say that once again, the good folks at East Lawn Memorial Park are presenting them. For over 100 years, East Lawn has been bringing peace of mind to area families just like yours. Look for the historic clock at 43rd and Folsom Boulevard in Sacramento. And as usual, East Lawn will be glad to send you a copy of anything you hear on Feel Good Moments. Just call them at 732-2000. Share some Feel Good Moments with me right here every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8:30.
Talk to Enid now, 349-1320.
On the fabulous Friday edition of Enid Live. We just have a few minutes left, so we'll do it very quickly and take your calls, 349-1320. John, calling from Elk Grove. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, John.
Yeah, hi there. I want to make a point that, you know, that how certain society, that particularly the economic impact, is going to be, you know, being taken over by the, you know, rich people. And then what's happening is when you have a country that's losing the middle class, you know, you're going to be eventually going to have, you know, a problem with the society going to break down, and then next thing you know, communists might be coming over to take over the country.
Well, so that you're going to have two classes. You won't have the middle class. You'll have very rich, very poor, and your gated communities, your gates won't be high enough to keep out the rabble because it's going to be a, it'll be a kind of class warfare.
What's happening is that I could give you a history lesson. Is back in China when Chiang Kai-shek was in charge. And what it is, corruption was going crazy. You know, you have, and then you have the big problem with the whole country mainly have too many poor people, and then with only limited amount of you know, the rich people. And guess what? The rich people left, and the country just, you know, just go to hell. That's what happened.
John, I thank you very much for the call. 349-1320. Albert in Sac. Hi, you're live with Enid. Hi, Albert.
Hi, this is Albert again, the guy who wants to volunteer to your show. But anyway, my comment is this. I'll make this quick.
Yeah.
I like Rod. I have to agree with Rod. But then again, the total picture, I think we're missing the point, is to be either an American or not an American. To be not an American, you're looking at, like, KKK, you're looking at the Bohemian Club, you're looking at made in foreign countries and shipped to China, shipped to Mexico, companies going to Mexico. You're looking at large.
But tell me, we don't have much time, so cut to the chase. Tell me what your point is.
Who's an American? Who's an American? Is an American?
We're all Americans. So what is your point, Albert?
My point is, I think people are being un-American. People are going to different categories. They're going to different boxes. Like people say Jewish people have all the money. Maybe that's true. I mean,
not true. The rich, here's Albert, you know, try to stay coherent here. The rich people have all the money is the answer to that question. 349.